Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is back for another short week after that Labor Day holiday.
My favorite kind of weeks, short ones.
I know. I got to tell you, the five-day week seems really, you know, maybe my
antiquated?
Years are creeping up on me. It is a little antiquated. Aren't that many people doing five-day weeks?
No, not at all.
And, let's see. Do we have the commercials on order, by the way?
No.
We don't. Okay, then I better give this to you.
Sorry, I spaced out.
But all right. I was watching the Tigers today. Kind of a rainy day in Minnesota, but I tell you, this team is coming along nicely. I was really excited to see Skubal pitch on Saturday. Pitched extremely well. Six innings, I gave up a couple hits. They lost the game. And then Mize pitched on Sunday, and even though his numbers are not great, I see great promise in Mize. I'm excited about him. And some of these guys are hitting the ball, too. Anybody else watching Tigers at all?
Oh, yeah. Still watching them quite a bit. I'd love to see Spencer Dorkelson up. We can come up here and start ripping the cover off the ball.
Well, but, I don't know if they're going to get around to that this year.
Nah. It's still fun to watch. Some of the young guys are playing pretty well.
Oh, these two pitchers are, I really think both of them are really strong candidates to be starters for quite a while. And Norris is pitching well this year, which I keep going, why doesn't Norris, he's always hurt, something doesn't come together, but he's pitching nicely this year. I was watching him today, he's doing
so. We're going to trade him to Tampa or something. Didn't Tampa want him?
I think he's sort of been on the trade rumor mill for a while.
Is he still shaving with an axe?
2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up. It's oh, and it's not a sports podcast.
Is he still what?
Shaving with a hatchet. Remember when we got him?
Yeah,
big story. That was the fun fact about him.
I don't know that he's doing that, but he's throwing his fastball harder this year.
You know why you don't know? Because who cares?
I know. Exactly. You know, I realize it's not a sports podcast, but the Tigers are two games behind to make postseason. That's pretty good. I mean, considering...
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
I know it's a crazy short season, but I said that at the beginning when they said they're going to play 60 games. They're like, hey, anybody can be a candidate for postseason with a short season. Yeah. So I'm enjoying it.
Well, that's what matters.
And although the best sports story of the weekend was certainly Djokovic hitting that ball at this female judge, who, by the way, either is completely dreamweavering or she has the slowest reflexes to ever appear on a tennis court, because she has no idea that ball is moving towards her.
I can't believe it was kicked out of whatever tennis thing's going on right now.
Well, she had four people attending to her like she got hit by, you know, like she was shot in the head.
Here's the audio from, and it's kind of crazy.
That's kind of what it reminded me of. The lady that fell down when she was stomping grapes. She took out Djokovic from the tournament.
So silly. There he is. So Bezos got the forfeit.
Nice sport, kicking a guy out for an accident. Yeah, it'd be like baseball throwing a guy out for a foul ball that hit somebody.
I mean, could you believe the way she went down? Like she was dead. And then I think they were saying, like, gee, we don't know if she'll be back today.
Which I guess is why you got booted.
Wait, she got hit by a tennis ball, and you mean tell me that she can't do what she was doing yesterday, today?
No.
I do not know the rules, the ins and outs of tennis, but
I didn't watch
a recap where they said because she had to leave is why he was DQ'd. If she would have manned up and stayed there, he probably could have been able to finish the game.
You know, have you seen the replay of the ball actually hitting her?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He hits it. It's going towards her. It's obviously going to be near her, hit her. She never moves one inch.
Not
she never
all.
Moves out of the way. She could have put a hand up and just knocked it aside.
I I don't know. She was asleep on the job. She should have been kicked out for falling asleep on the job.
How could she be counting on to make line calls?
I really thought Djokovic. I mean, this must have been why he got booted. His reaction, what he said to her.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags.
I mean, that's kind of uncalled for, right? Do you know she's been hit before?
Wait, are we talking about by a tennis ball?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Of course she's been hit by a tennis ball.
She got hit by a serve once.
Does she not pay any fucking attention?
They said the serve was going 130 miles an hour, and I said told Brandon that before the
heads up
before the show. Brandon goes, it's probably only like 60 miles an hour by the time it got to her, which is right. I still don't want to be hit by a 60 mile an hour tennis ball. I'd pay attention.
Well,
and
of course,
hit the side rail. If he had hit it a little higher, it would have gone right into the camera person. This one, he hits back, and it's right towards the line person. And
oh, no.
Hit her in the throat.
I'm sorry. Don't disqualify me.
I want to pose the question another. It's over.
How that's nice so crowd. Fucking stupid.
It looks like that's it. And I don't know.
And I mean, the Djokovic fans are just livid. Like they're so pissed because they know how ridiculous this is. Judge is getting death threats.
And I know why.
The good news is, as badly as she was hurt by that tennis ball, it won't take much to kill her.
Yeah,
it won't take much. A couple feathers.
There's phone numbers for her. I don't know. We haven't tried them yet.
So. I think we should try her if we got okay. We got number two.
We're gonna learn in 2 years that she passed away in a violent pillow fight.
And, you know, social media, people are threatening her. Apparently, every single Instagram post she has is just slammed with people responding. And she has a son. This is so bad. Her son died in a bicycle accident. People are saying, hey, you're going to join him soon, lady.
What did his son die of?
A bicycle accident.
Oh.
I think somebody, a leaf hit him, I guess, and...
Yeah. Mark. Mark, are you...
Sorry.
What?
So bad.
You're going to be joining him, mister.
He drove into a leaf. Seriously. It was in the eye, and he couldn't see. And she promotes a wine company, so somebody posted, you can drink liters of wine, but you can't survive a small tennis ball?
God, people are the worst.
I know, and nobody would... say who she was, even Djokovic, but some Serbian tabloid served her up.
Ah, leave it to the Serbs.
Yeah. Oh, my God, how crazy.
I like play tennis, but I'm not good in it.
There's actual audio of the judge. And she's not. She has no reflex.
Total stoner, high as a kite, every tennis match.
That's why she wasn't paying attention.
I mean, I can't imagine how she answers the phone with reflexes like that.
That probably rings.
Good God.
And rings and rings.
Well, people can go into Royal Oak over Arts Beats and Eats. Visit RoyalOak.com is the website. And Arts Beats and Eats site, is that where you can match the gifts for the artists as they're trying to raise money for local musicians who just can't play anywhere?
I will check.
I'll have more information on that as the week wears on.
You know, Devin was on with ML, and he did a big thing and a big promotional for a similar kind of thing to help pay the artists who can't perform right now.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and there's a real heartfelt thing with Royal Oak, I know, and John Witt, and we'll be talking about that more as the week wears on. But meanwhile, keep spending those Royal Oak bucks. I mean, it's like 150 people a day go in with these $20 Royal Oak credit cards we get to you through this program with the Downtown Development Authority, and people spend and spend and spend. They go everywhere, Trattoria and Rail and Anchor and paper something books? Right Impressions.
Mesa.
Mesa, El Mary's.
I'm a Luigi.
Luigi, yeah. Trattoria de Luigi. I know Luigi.
Ooh,
Luigi Cotraro.
Well, well, well.
Yeah, and his brother Nino. Good guys.
I'm a Luigi.
They've been around a long time. They've served a lot of food in this town.
It's me, Mario.
No, get that guy out of here.
Keep spending that money. And, of course, they got the lift thing going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. And it's GO, the number 2, R-O. G-O-2-R-O. And Facebook Live brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Water's everywhere in your home, leaky sink, washing machine, behind your fridge, under your dishwasher. Keep an eye out for water in your home, not just floods. Water is the enemy. Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you and to help you with a mold it might leave behind, too. Call 877-JOB-DONE or 877, go to the website, 877-JOB-DONE.com. But get that 877-JOB-DONE on the refrigerator, because any kind of damage, storm damage, or if you're trying to eradicate COVID that might be in your environment, call 877-JOB-DONE. We have anything from the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Just that fall asleep on the job tennis.
Oh! Lunch.
It's the only one.
Well, you want a dollar up?
Yeah.
Where does she live?
Kentucky.
Well, she couldn't be home, could she? I mean, is she really not able to referee today?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Her name's Laura Clark, I think. Yeah, Laura Clark. She might be related to Mike. Mike did not have very good reflexes
either. While looking her up, she does have a relative named Richard Clark.
Really?
Possible.
Well, she's done one interview so far, so she might pick up the phone. Here's that one interview.
It's hurting me very badly. I'm in pain all the time.
Interest rates are at an all-time low. Great time to refinance with Hall Financial. Call 248-308-5000 or go to davidallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. 1,600 five-star reviews.
Hi, I can't come to the phone right now. Just leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks.
That person had way too much energy.
No beep on that?
Oh, I didn't want to leave her a message. Let's try this other one first.
Or you can click the link for Hall Financial on our website as... Oh, my gosh, if you are above a 3.5 interest rate, you've got to at least find out. People are saving massive amounts of money refinancing, and they are doing mortgages, too. Remember, Hall Financial Services, the fastest. Get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors with Hall Financial. NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial, an equal opportunity.
The Hall!
Opportunity employer.
No luck on the other number.
No.
Negative.
Okay.
Balls.
Well, let me see. Just a couple more sports things. Did you see the, I'm sure you did, see that Michigan was out there protesting their own president?
I did see that. You sent it to me.
That was pretty ballsy.
You sent it to me and said, Harbaugh hates science.
He does. He does not believe in science. And I replied. And that's why.
I replied, he does believe in science. He likes money more.
No, he doesn't believe in science because he wants to free the Big Ten. That was the mantra. Free the Big Ten.
I got to say, there's something kind of enjoyable about him realizing that he has a boss.
It is kind of amusing, isn't it?
And actually, honestly, all these coaches and athletic departments realizing that, you know what? You do have a boss.
And the media, and you know what? They're not responding well to it either.
No.
They kept asking him questions about it, and finally he just like, we just want to play. He just got pissed.
We want you guys annoyed. To play. Everybody
well, did you talk to the president? No, I talked to Ward Manuel. He talks to him. I send him stuff about our great COVID test and our incredible protocols, the best ever in the world.
He knows that. I'm sure Ward knows all that. Schlissel knows all that.
Ryan Hayes, who's an offensive lineman, said that Harbaugh told Michigan they will play in October. Okay. They could play in October.
Yeah.
And he says, we've trained without a pause since June 15th. Well, that's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
Why have they trained without a pause? I thought that...
I don't know.
Concerns.
We'll see.
Okay. So, yeah, and the Lions signed Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. That was
yeah,
a little late, but
kind of pointless. I mean, who cares?
Is the rookie we drafted from Georgia, is he injured already? Did I hear that?
Swift?
Yeah.
I heard he was hurt.
I didn't know he was injured. I know he was drafted way too high in my fantasy football draft yesterday.
Mm.
Nice pick, Stevie.
Anybody know who won the Kentucky Derby?
No, a horse.
I don't know either. I really don't.
Not the favorite. That's all I know.
I wasn't looking for any grand amount of information. I just wondered if anybody even knew the name of the horse.
He's still alive.
Authentic. I think it was a Nexium horse.
Okay. Kirk Herbstreit made a strong statement on Saturday on the pre-football show. Actually was brought to tears by his own emotions.
So weird.
And no one has really explained what Black Lives Matter and all of this is about until Kirk Herbstreit. Did, which is great, because Black Lives Matter has been in existence for, I think, 5 or 6 years, and Kirk Herbstreit finally dawned on him that there might be a problem, and it really upset him.
He's very, very sad.
Can we play that audio?
I think it's incumbent upon you
to really help with the change. I saw Dylan Bowles there from Stanford involved.
Nobody knows who that is.
You know, Trevor Lawrence at Clemson has been
involved. This is where he does all the name dropping.
I think it's one thing to have rallies. It's one thing to skip a practice because of social injustice. It's one thing for the NBA and the NFL.
Cry? Where do you cry?
To his wisdom up. And his thoughts. And he shared a quote to me and reminded me from Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Justice will be served. Justice will not be served."
Way to mess up the quote.
Remember this part.
Are as outraged as those who
are. I think Desmond's going to fall asleep.
And I think that's what I mean when I think the black community is hurting. Okay. If you've listened and the word empathy and compassion over these last 4 months, how do you listen to these stories and not feel pain and not want to help? You know what I mean? It's like.
Desmond's not crying.
Wearing a hoodie and putting your hands at 10-2. Oh God, I better look out because I'm wearing Nike gear. Like what? What are we talking about?
Exactly. And what are you talking about?
You can't relate to that if you're white, but you can listen and you can try to help because this is not okay. It's just not.
Wait, did he just find this out?
It's not.
I thank God that dream came true.
Don't cut him off. Don't cut him off, Reese. Let him keep crying, Reese.
We gotta
Oh, so awkward. Lee Corso is so bummed out.
Football locker room.
He has no idea what's going on.
That stuff is gone. Those barriers are gone. And
look at Desmond, so bored.
Oh boy, that was really awkward.
We gotta do better.
It's one of the things and why sports can be.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I hate making fun of that, but honest to God,
I'm sure he's
it's like
genuine.
He just found out there was racism in the world.
Yeah, and he was explaining it to Desmond Howard and Kerry Champion, which is cute.
Who aren't crying.
Who are black, yeah.
And by the way, I put my hands on 10-2 on the car. Is that something that is only taught to black people generally?
I didn't understand that. I don't know what he was taught.
Either.
I'm
didn't
sure I missed something.
To like
9-3?
9 or something?
Maybe.
I drive at high noon all the time.
It's just too weird for Kirk Herbstreit to be crying. I just don't feel like it should ever be on TV again if he's crying. I feel like it should just go to black or go to commercial.
Corso's got to look at this. Look at Corso's face right there. He's like, is that guy crying?
Why is someone crying? This is a football show. Why is someone crying? We got some football.
Yeah. Navy and BYU.
Oh, he's emotional because we got a football game. Well, I understand that.
Army and Middle Tennessee State. Let's break it down.
Get me one of my crazy mascot heads. I'll loosen him up.
Wait. Did you watch any of...
I did not.
So, first off, it was really stupid because they're
what
not...
What kind of jerk is this guy?
They're not all on a set, and they cut to Corso, and he's down in his Florida home by the pool, and he's got the whole setup, and he has four cardboard cutouts standing next to him of Herbstreit and Desmond and Reese and David Pollack, and he's making jokes about it, and I'm like... I don't know how much of a joke that is, or is that just to make him remind him where he is and what he's supposed to be doing? Why is he still on that show? I feel bad for him.
Well, somebody's got to put the hat on. Somebody's got to put the mascot hat on.
Do they really? Do
it's
they
his
really
bit.
Have
yeah,
to?
He's. I is think he's sponsored? Copyrighted it like 20 years ago.
is it sponsored by anybody?
I don't think so.
I mean, everything else on that show is sponsored. It's not a good
Everyone
show.
Likes it because it's really fun. He puts on a hat. You know, who's going to pick? So he puts the crazy mascot hat on.
My dad loves it.
At what kind of jerk is this guy?
I know. People love it. It's one of those lowest common denominator things that we could make fun of it all we want, but every Saturday, people go, oh, my God, which one is he going to put on? Which one? Oh,
Burt Reynolds
it's
was the leading movie star
like
in the world five straight
win.
Years.
Are you making fun of my dad? Jeez.
A little bit. Right before we started today.
Dan Glazier makes a good point on Facebook Live. How do you not just end the Zoom feed when you see someone awkwardly crying? Wouldn't it be great to see the mute thing come up on him? And just he's still just crying and everyone talks about football.
That was so awkward. Him. I mean, it trended on Twitter. It was like a huge story. Kirk Herbstreit is really upset about what's going on with black people.
I had some friends that were really moved by it or liked it.
Really?
They just thought it was pretty powerful. Me, I just thought it was a grown man crying on television.
I thought it was, first of all, what tipped the emotions in his head? What tipped the, because, I mean, if you didn't get upset after George Floyd, I don't know what would upset you.
James Blake.
Well,
Daniel Prude, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know why.
There was nothing to me. Nothing will be worse than George Floyd. That would be very hard to top for me personally. I mean, possibly somebody will top it. And I don't know
if that's something we want someone to top.
No, I don't want anybody to top it. I didn't mean it like that at all.
It doesn't get much worse than that.
No, it doesn't. And I
maybe
you know
maybe
sometimes
Herb's,
I,
maybe Herbie's so deep into football all year and he just happened to run into it on a Twitter feed right before the show started.
You know what? it's possible.
I don't know.
Maybe he did. He actually, somebody sent it to him, and he opened it up and was like, oh, my God, I had no idea.
Did anybody point out, which I'm sure they did because I didn't look at Twitter, that Herb Street promoted all Republicans in Tennessee in the last election?
I didn't notice because I saw the little clip of him crying, and I was just so embarrassed. I just felt so weird and awkward, and I didn't know what to do. I just wanted I wanted to be myself before I saw it again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I wanted. I wanted to be myself before I saw it again.
It's really weird.
I did not want to have that as part of my life for any more time. It was just too weird. But anyway, so...
I kind of want to just put Herbie crying with the sound down in the Facebook Live. So we can just watch him cry. Is everyone cool with that?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, wait, I got back it up. What happened? Start crying again, Herbie.
So
I'm crying.
I just popped on the Daily Mail before I came down, and I saw that American Airlines faces a boycott after allowing cabin crew to wear Black Lives Matter pins on uniform. Furious staff and passengers claim move is anti-cop, racist, and anti-American. This is really interesting because I remember when George Floyd died and the grocery store in Royal Oak said, hey, you know, we don't wear anything political at work. And people said, but people are dying! This is not political. And I understand that argument, but it has really moved into a new dimension. You know, I don't mean to be a dick about it, but it just has. People feel really, people feel a lot of different things about Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you can be upset about Black Lives Matter and the fact that you think it's political or maybe you're conservative and still support the police not hurting anyone or, you know, perfect policing or anti, you know, non-racist policing. I mean, it doesn't mean that you don't support black people or you don't support or you're not against discrimination. I don't know much about this American Airlines story. Did you guys see this or did this just break?
I don't know the story. No, I didn't see it.
What story?
Okay, they allowed cabin crew to wear Black Lives Matter pins on their uniforms while on duty. And some other employees were very upset about this because they're not supposed to wear that sort of thing, I guess, on their uniforms at work.
Well, specifically, there's a lot of employees who have spouses who are police officers, and they're the ones who are kind of, I think, maybe leading this.
Yeah.
Because they're taking offense to it. They feel
I understand.
That
I do.
Yeah.
And you know, honestly...
Wait, I'm sorry. They have to wear it? That was the
No,
thing?
They don't have to wear it.
No,
no.
It's not.
People
like,
are wearing
clear.
It, and I think they said it was okay to wear it, and that's when people got angry. And I've really noticed a turn in the weather. The weather has changed in the last couple of months, and every time there's certain things I see, and I go, oh, there goes the weather turning a little more. And what I'm referring to is like this video of this group
called
of
Mother Nature.
This group of BLM people in Pittsburgh who are really freaking out these older diners who are just trying to eat their dinner and they want to, what were they chanting, Brandon?
Oh, man. I know.
Fuck the white, fuck the whites or something
yeah,
like that.
It was something about.
I mean, just very threatening. These are old people. The guy looked like he's 85 years old. I'm not even sure he knew what was going on. But his wife
they came
did.
And they came and they drank. They grabbed his drink.
Grabbed his drink, yeah.
Slamming it.
And then broke a few glasses. And then the same thing was happening in Rochester on Friday night. For some reason, I don't understand this. I would think somebody at the very top of Black Lives Matter would just say, hey, knock this shit off. You are really hurting the cause because these people just went wilding into the restaurants.
Yeah, and that's all that anybody's ever going to focus on.
No, and they're knocking shit off tables, and you know the customers are freaking out. And I don't understand, what is this mob rule thing? Why do people, you know, in this demand that you raise your fist or else they're going to scream at you? And this woman was a BLM supporter, the one that was in Washington, D.C. And she said something just felt so wrong about it, I wouldn't do it. And she said she'd even marched with Black Lives Matter. So,
but she needed to eat first. So she, hey, I'm actually, I'm just a little hungry right now.
No, she was honestly said she just felt so wrong about putting her hand up because people were yelling at her.
Yeah, no, she's right.
It's forced compliance. That doesn't work. So anyway, and you know, talking about Herb Street reminded me of something. This, did you guys see the battle between Candace Owens and Cardi B over the weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, it was...
I mean, explain it, because I just saw some of it. And I thought, how perfect.
I have to tell you, the whole thing kind of irritates me. I mean, all around, because my sympathies were truly with Cardi B, because I feel like Cardi B isn't doing anything wrong. She's trying to do what she thinks is right, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
She, Candace Owens, is she's a gorgeous black woman who is a Trump supporter, and she criticizes the Democratic Party all the time, and she gets a lot of attention. And she was ragging on Joe Biden.
She also made money on a racial discrimination suit.
Oh, did she really?
Oh, I think when she was in high school, and she sued her high school.
I don't know much about her, honestly. I just see her trending on Twitter sometimes. And Kanye West, I think, is buddies with her. Yeah. But she was ragging Joe Biden for interviewing an illiterate woman with a song called Wet Ass Pussy. And I have to tell you, I was very surprised to see Joe Biden.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
I was very surprised to see Joe Biden interviewing Cardi B. It was just really
she was interviewing him,
weird. Yeah. Whatever it was, it just didn't, something didn't feel right about it.
Biggest pop star right now.
Yeah, she is, but
I'm just saying, she's got a huge voice online, which tended to be the argument between her
What's
and
weird, though, to me, Mark, is like, you know, the Bloodhound Gang, they put songs like this out, you know, 15, 20 years ago, but they weren't number one, you know?
Sure. What about Short Dick Man?
We're going to expect to see Wet Ass Pussy be the number one.
How big was Short Dick Man when that came out? Remember that stupid song?
No, I don't.
I'll have to find that.
Did you memorize it?
Yeah. It was about me.
Well, so here's the thing that was... that I had a hard time. It's just almost as frustrating watching it. Was Cardi B just lost it today and posted this. You sent it, Brandon. Did you listen to it?
It's very long. Did you have...
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing. No, I didn't want to listen to the whole thing. I'm just saying, at the end, she's just really angry. And I guess she said that Candace Owens, you know, kind of comes after her all the time for being illiterate and calling her names. And she normally doesn't respond, but she was upset because she said that day that Trump supporters had shooed her sister off the beach. I'm like, what? What? I mean, I have no idea what she's talking about.
Well, did you not look at her Instagram?
Cardi B's Instagram?
Yeah, I don't know if that's... I didn't even know she had a sister, but she had the video of a lady arguing on the beach with some people. You know, there's no context.
How did someone know she was Cardi B's sister,
I don't think Joe Biden did. I don't think they did.
This one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not really worth playing. The audio's terrible. The video's terrible.
Why are they harassing her?
Well, that's what I mean. There's very, very little context. She claims it's about parking her car, but then again, they're on the beach, so I don't fucking know.
Well, anyway, so she, because of her sister being shooed off the beach by Trump supporters, as she put it, she was so angry.
Well, the one had the hat on, so.
She responded, and as she's responding, and she's trying to respond in an intelligent way, and she has a way of communicating. I think she's kind of, I really think she's sort of cute and fun, and I have nothing against Cardi B. But, you know, she says a few things like, you know, that four Hispanic women were running for vice president, which, you know, people don't run for vice president. And then she called the attorney general the general attorney. And so, I mean, it's very obvious that she really, she's not a terribly informed person
like most voters
politics probably. So I kind of felt bad for her, because it wasn't, you know, if they ask Joe Biden if she wants to interview him or he's going to interview her or whatever, what is playing?
Poor people from fucking white suburban country, from white suburban neighborhoods. Those are not the only Americans.
How far in is this?
It looks like it's the end.
Americans in this country.
She's just ranting. She goes on for a 10-minute rant.
Yeah, she's
the camera's not on her. It's just like on the carpet because she's like, I look really bad, so you're just going to look at my carpet.
She's also mad because she said that Candace Owens hates her kind, her own kind, and she hates black men because they licked her pussy wrong. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and it just it really wasn't. I don't know. It's her way of saying what she wants to say, and I'm sure she was probably... She sounded really upset, honestly.
Yeah, and in the post, too, Cardi B wrote, Candace Owens, you want your clout, here you go, which to me meant, like, hey, I have way more followers than you do. I was just trying to get... But, you know, Candace Owens, she can think what she wants.
Well, it's too bad people feel they have to respond to stupid things. I mean, social media is just such a fucking... What a toxic... waste dump the whole thing, honest to God, it's just disgusting.
Sure, but then it gives us things like this, though.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy.
This is Gilbert Godfrey reading WAP.
And a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy.
The lyrics are gonna get worse, everybody.
That's a charge, extra large. An extra hot put
wet ass p word
right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth. Look in my eyes. This
what a
pussy
voice.
Is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like
Make
that.
Make it
what a
scream.
Voice.
Make it scream. Out in public, make a scene.
Keyword is female genitalia.
I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring.
Bravo. One take, man. Well done.
Well, if you look at the top of the charts, there you go. Cardi B and Tekashi.
Whatever, man. It's pop music today.
Number one's number one. I don't argue with what it was number one. It just is what it is.
Should we call Gilbert?
Gilbert? I don't really know what... What's going on with Gilbert right this second?
Nothing, really.
Hop on top, I want to ride. I do a kegel while it's inside.
So, yeah. So Cardi B and Candace Owens. And there was some other interesting entertainment news over the weekend. This Dr. Dre's wife, Nicole Young, is suing him for divorce. And, you know, the funniest part of the story to me is that she... He made her sign a prenup, but he tore it up a couple years later.
That's not how the legal system works, honey.
I bet his lawyer didn't tear up his copy. Just saying. I bet that thing is still mighty in effect. But nice job, Dre. She remembered it for whatever it's worth. So she is...
She can't prove that, though. She can't prove that he tore it up.
No. I mean... I'm sure he'll be deposed if he's going to fight this like crazy because she's demanding $2 million a month in spousal support.
It's just unbelievable what she claims she's spending it on, too.
Now, how do you spend $900,000 a month on entertainment? Seriously, I would struggle to spend it.
Oh, like Brewster's Millions?
Yeah, it would be hard.
Well, you could hire, you know, you'd have a private concert every week.
Yeah, but you'd have to think way ahead to do that. You'd have to hire the Rolling Stones, Elton John. You know, you have to hire like five bands today.
You could go fly there,
too. Next month. True. $135,000 new clothes. Now, that would be more work for me, shopping for the clothes,
sure,
than wearing the same ones.
How much is it a month?
$135,000.
Okay, well, you're paying...
That's $4,500 a day.
I think you're paying someone, though, to do the shopping for you, too.
It still is a lot of work to keep churning house... clothes into your world?
I think when it comes down to it, out of all these things, the one that I'm most amazed at is probably the $900,000 a month on entertainment. I don't think there's... I mean, $10,000 a month for laundry and cleaning seems excessive, but once again...
Ridiculous. No, I'll tell you what the most ridiculous thing in here is. She wants $125,000 a month for charitable donations. That's not a charitable donation if she's getting money from him to give to someone. It would be give her the sum, and then she decides how much she wants to give to charity, and then she writes it off. That would be a really charitable donation. I mean, that's really a joke.
It's a huge joke. And 20 grand a month, I like this, for telephone, cell phone, and email. Email?
That's $250,000 a year for her cell phone.
Who pays anything for email?
A lot of people are ragging her about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This makes no sense.
100 grand for her mortgage, that's probably the most reasonable thing on there. And then for education, she says she needs $60,000 a month.
Wow.
She's got a 23-year-old son, who I would imagine is no longer going to college. She has a daughter that's 19. What school costs 60 grand a month?
None. None.
Maybe could you find one if you looked really, 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 really hard?
No, that's just laughable. Maybe she's just hoping he'll settle for half of all that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think. I think you just, you know, throwing it out there, huge numbers, and hoping that he just negotiates down. She'll get something. But this is ridiculous.
Yeah, she sounds like a real beast. Even asking for that, though, it's so ridiculous.
What's his total worth, by the way?
$800 million.
Why don't you just give her half and call it a day, like Bezos?
I don't think he wants to do that. And also, she said,
"Hey, why not give
not
her
a very flattering filing." She said that he kicked her out of the house. He said, "Get the fuck out! Fuck you! Get the fuck out! You do not spend one more cent of mine. You can't be mean and disrespectful." Sounds like Jackson. You can't be mean and disrespectful and spend my hard-earned money. Ooh.
I want you to leave. Maybe he just meant get out of this room, not out
get
of the house.
Get the fuck out. No, he said go to the Malibu house.
Oh, well, he's not kicking her out of a house. He sent her to a different house.
I know. It's kind of cool, actually, that he has a Malibu house he can kick her out into.
Wow. What woman wouldn't want to be kicked out of the house to go to the Malibu house?
Yeah, and he did cut off credit cards and her allowance, whatever her allowance is.
She's pretty hot.
She's cute, yeah. I mean, they've been married 24 years. She's not any younger than he is, probably. How old is Dre?
I gotta say, though, Drew, she might have a long face. Does she have a long face? I don't know. I can't figure out these things. You're the one that knows these things.
You know, I didn't think that girl was ugly. I was just saying she had a long face, Brad Pitt's girlfriend in The Open Marriage.
Is that a long face? And she's got like a turtleneck on there.
It's a little bit long, but I think she's really pretty. I mean, I think she's prettier than the Brad Pitt model. She's really pretty.
That's a tough one.
I mean, she's 50. That girl's 27. It's really not fair.
She's 50, Nicole Young?
Yeah.
Wow.
They've been married 24 years.
Huh.
She also said that he is violent to her before and during the marriage.
After 20 years.
So, yeah, he may be in a fighting mood. I don't know.
Hmm. And, well, speaking of Dr. Dre, wouldn't it have been Eazy-E's 56th birthday today?
Bloop.
Rest in peace, Eazy.
Yeah, he died from AIDS, right?
How many people are talking about Eazy-E's birthday today? Is it really?
One. Brandon.
Does anyone care when a dead person is having a birthday?
Maz.
No,
Maz does. Maz,
up. I don't know why.
Maz does it all the time. Wishes dead people happy birthdays.
Since we have no one to call today, should we call Maz and find out about this Kentucky Derby?
If we must.
He said 'tis the law was a shoe-in, right?
Did that horse win? I don't even know. No. I mean, we can find out who won, if for nothing else.
Well, wait, didn't he send you a bet?
No.
Why? I thought he was supposed
to. I don't think so. Let me see. Doubt it. Kid Rock's house is for sale, too, on the Detroit River.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, that house. It's an interesting house. I wouldn't want that to be my main house. It feels like a lake house until you realize that it's on the Detroit River.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty sweet.
Six bedrooms, 6,000 square feet, $2.2 million. I mean, for a house on the Detroit River, it looks like a beautiful house.
It's right near the Manoogian. And I guess he sold it like 2 years ago, and some investors bought it, and they're selling it for the same amount they bought it for.
The only thing Maz sent me was something about Legacy Insurance being a sponsor on the show.
Oh, okay. Did you send him a rate card?
I think he thinks all his employers are going to promote him on our show, so his job can be really easy.
You didn't send him a rate card?
I did not.
Oh.
I told him who she should talk to.
Did you send him an invoice for this plug?
No, I did not.
What?
Yeah, because that bed didn't work out well, did it?
How long did the girl take
that him? Didn't work out well at all, did it?
How long did he... I love that drop. How long will it take him to reference Legacy if we call him?
Oh, man, that's a good one. See, you know what, though? He won't reference it unless you lead him in that direction.
I won't lead him. I won't
lead
him.
He's like these horses.
I will
not. You can lead him.
I will not lead him. I will not lead him, but I think he will do. I think he will reference Legacy Insurance. Indirectly or directly.
He won't do
indirectly or directly.
He won't do it right away.
No, he won't. He'll weasel into it. But, I mean, he's promoting his business. Sure. I can't really blame him.
How great would it be if he answered it? Tom Hanks, Legacy Insurance. You want me to call him?
Yeah. All right. I should probably look at his Twitter.
I'll look at it.
Oh, you know what? Can you ask him to hold on a sec? Because I should mention it.
Sure.
We've been predicting Zot Ford's giant summer sales event is winding down, and the 8 new Ford models below $200 a month. There might be a couple left if you want to take advantage of that. Or how about leasing new 2020 Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, Escapes, Edges, Explorers, F-150s, and all new Rangers, all under $200 a month. You got to get your ass in the Zot Ford in Holly in the next day or two. By the way, there's not watered-down, bust-out rides. Zot Ford selection is full of fat-loaded whips and lots of all-wheel drive and 4x4 options. You know the routine. Get to Zot Ford in Holly and tell the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, any of us, and all of us, sent you, and the shower of low prices will start attacking you. Also, the excellent service begins to flow. Until then, check their massive inventory at dealsinad.com. And then Luke Nowacki, I tell you, we have a wild stock market. It took a big turn down the other day. It was over 29,000 last week before that. I mean, it is just, it's crazy. I don't understand it at all.
Futures are back up, though. Bloop.
I think you need Luke Nowacki to keep your head out of the sand and just hoping for the best. Call Luke at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748 for rational financial advice. Coronavirus, what does this mean now? What does it mean in 6 months? What does it mean in 6 years? What if Biden wins? What if Trump wins? What difference does it make? Luke will tell
you. It's gone. Stocks, don't worry about it.
Stocks,
it's gone.
Yeah, Trump says the stock market will die if he's not president. Is that true?
That's right.
Stocks or bonds, how to balance your portfolio. What to do with your 401k? What about your college savings? Is your company in the right investments? Is your pension fund? Oh, my God, all these questions. Call Luke.
I have him answer them.
Pinnacle Wealth Strategies, 248-663-4748. Do you have the close?
I can get it.
Security Investment Advisory Services offer their own associates, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates, corporate separate.
Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Hey, Brandon, is that your email up there?
It is, yeah.
Is that Eli asking for 15 to 20 seconds of Kirk Herbstreit sobbing?
That was this morning, yeah. We did play it during No Filter. We recorded a new show today and also spoke with Ernie Witt.
Why is he?
Oh, Ernie Witt, really?
Ernie, yeah. Big Ernie?
Wow.
Big Ern?
Yeah. Big Ern. I'm telling you, he's killing it in Canada. He like he leads all their Pan Am teams and their Olympic teams. And
Works
with the Phillies. He's got it going on still.
You guys have had some great guests.
Telling you, they have. They even spoke to Vin Scully.
Wait,
we haven't interviewed him on the show yet, but he might be coming up in the future. And
well, slow down. We had him last week. Wait, a week ago.
What are they copying our show? Are they listening to our show and stealing our guests? I just think it's hilarious reading a note that says, can you please find 15 to 30 seconds of Kirk Herbstreit sobbing?
Sobbing.
He was sobbing.
Did Denny talk about Lou Brock at all? Did he have any any face-offs with
him? Oh, yeah, that's a great topic.
Right in the beginning, because Lou Brock passed away, and he, of course, was a Hall of Famer that played for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I love
Cardinals
how Brandon sets up the whole story for those
60s.
That don't know.
I know, Brandon's...
Well done. That's very professional of you.
He is...
You know, a few PDs would really like Brandon for that.
In 1967, he stole 7 bases in the World Series. That's crazy. In 1968, he stole 7 more. But, of course, they lost to the Tigers that year. But
he was the all-time leading World Series batter. I think somebody may have passed him, like Molitor. But he was...
For average?
He had batted like 70 times in the World Series, and he was hitting .391. And I think he was on top for over 50 at-bats, maybe, or something like that.
And then, of course, he was the king of the stolen bases until someone else came along.
And 33 steal.
Has Ricky Henderson commented on Lou?
Should we call him?
Oh, yeah, we should. But we got to talk to Maz first.
Maz didn't answer his phone.
He didn't?
No.
Oh, I'm shocked. The 60s at 6 had this great cover of S.I. Did you guys happen to see this? Mm-hmm. It's all the Cardinals sitting by their lockers, and Red Shaneast, the manager, is sitting there. This is 68 Tigers, Cardinals, the team the Tigers beat after being down 3-1. The highest paid team in baseball history. It lists them in the order they're sitting. Maris, $75,000. McCarver, $60,000. Gibson, $85,000. Bob Gibson had a 1.12 ERA, 9 shutouts, 9 complete game shutouts that year, and he made $85,000. Mike Shannon, $40,000. Lou Brock, $70,000. Orlando Cepeda, $80,000. Kurt Flood, $72,500. Julian Javier, who I used to call Julian Javier, by the way, when you guys baseball card. $45,000. Dal Maxville, $37,500. And Red Shaneast, the manager, 42 big ones.
Wow. That reminds me, incredibly low.
When I got to Virginia Tech, they fired Jimmy Sharp. He was from Alabama. He'd coached under Bear. I don't know if he's an offensive coordinator or something. Anyway, he got the job. And after his third season, I think they wanted to buy him out because he had a really crappy year. And they had to pay out his, like, 2 years and $74,000. Like, oh, my God, $74,000? I got to buy that out?
Do you think they had the money? Jeez.
I think they did somehow. I mean, isn't that crazy? That was 79 or something. 78, 79.
Now we know why Kurt Flood fought the fight.
Yeah.
You're hearing how much money he made there.
Kurt Flood, boy, that was an interesting book. Really interesting. Because Kurt Flood... First of all, he was a drunk. Second of all, while he had very lofty ideals, as in free agency, which they didn't have then, he also, you know, when they traded him to Phillies, he didn't want to report. And he refused to report. And so what did he do, you know, instead of really fighting his cause or, you know, staying in shape and all that, he really just partied and just let himself get way out of shape. And then he signed with the Senators. Or they just released him. He signed with the Senators for like $120,000, which is the most he ever made in his career. Had a terrible year. Denny will tell you. He stunk. He was awful. He was a big name, too. But wait, he pretty much gave up his career.
So back to Denny, though. What did he say about Lou Brock? Did he have any personal like memories? Did he steal against Denny in that World Series?
I bet you did, because Denny started 2 games.
They had to have, right?
Yeah. I bet he had a couple hits off Denny.
You know, like I said, seven stolen bases in that one series alone, which is pretty wild. But he
also
about,
failed to slide at home plate, which cost them game 5,
he about
I believe.
Two errors that Lou Brock made in that 68 World Series that really helped kind of seal the deal for the Tigers, because they had, you know, that St. Louis team had just won the year before. They were the best team.
They won in 64, too.
Yeah.
No, if he had slid into home plate, I believe they win another game, and it's over.
And of course, Denny did a lot of shows with him afterwards, because the Tigers and the Cardinals have been attached ever since that era.
Is this Ricky?
Heads up for Ricky.
Oh, man, I'm so psyched.
Remember, he'll fake you out with his
I know.
Voicemail.
Thank you. You got a right fielder and a left fielder. You got a center fielder as well. Are we done with Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I have been.
Okay.
Telling everybody what they got to do. I
love baseball. Yes, I do. Oh, it's Ricky. Such a wonderful game. Let me leave a message. Summer, running all over the field and having a
grand old time. It's called baseball. Oh, yeah, it's called Hello. Baseball. What's going on? How you doing?
Damn it, Ricky.
Okay as well. Sorry, I cannot receive your call at this time. So please, leave a brief message. Top of the tone. And I return your call.
It's sure. Tense issue.
Thank you. So and you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye for now.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any
Ricky!
Messages at this
right,
time.
It's been full
Goodbye.
For months.
Damn it! Ricky. I was so sick.
You don't suppose Ricky Henderson just like fills up a voicemail and throws the phone away and doesn't just keep paying the phone bill and gets a new one?
Be a good way to stay away from people.
He doesn't know how to work the machines.
I don't like doing interview.
I'm just going to put... I can't take all these call. Put it in my desk's drawer. fucking great.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. There was I'll finish with the... What's he going to say about
if you want more great baseball talk, I can queue up a part from the Pearl Jam concert. Pearl Jam released this. It's called The Home Shows. They were two shows they did at Safeco.
What's this have to do with baseball?
Because Eddie just has a like rambling baseball thought in the middle between two songs that I thought was kind of funny. I don't know. Maybe not.
Why is he talking baseball? Is it baseball season?
He loves baseball. Well, they're playing
at Safeco. No, I know. He's a Cubs fan.
They're playing at Safeco.
He's from Evanston, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved out to San Diego.
That's a good point because then and then Seattle, you know, is adopted home. And it's
that's when Shelley was going to the games with Eddie. Remember that? The
Cubs-Indians game.
That was so funny, that little group they had.
It's just, it's one of those things where a musician, a singer is on stage just rambling about stuff, and it doesn't matter what he says, the crowd loves it because they recognize people's names and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, if you swear on stage, the crowd will always love it. If you mention anything about getting high, the crowd will love it. And if it's a rock show.
Or anything locally.
Or if you're just a big enough star like Eddie Vedder or Paul McCartney or Mick Jagger, it doesn't matter what you say.
Let's see where this thing is.
The big unit.
Randy Johnson.
Get back up a little bit.
And he's such a huge fan of music and a really good drummer, you see. And, you know, he likes our group okay.
Who's he talking about?
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson, that's what I'm talking about.
He also randomly mentioned his favorite baseball player is Ichiro. Which I don't,
Suzuki?
I don't believe that for a second.
Big
that
unit.
He also rambled about Mike Cameron because he had four
home runs in a game.
Four home runs in a
His
game.
Favorite band of all time was Soundgarden.
I think I've been too far. Oh well, I don't know. It's a really good show. If there's any Pearl Jam fans out there,
yeah, there's a lot of shows that are streaming now just to give people something to do.
Yeah.
The Stones 1989 show was, I think, put up today, and it was trending on Twitter. And I assume that's Pearl Jam was raising money, weren't they?
They were, like $14 million for this thing.
Is that for venues, or is that for... Because people are raising money for independent venues, which, you know, are not connected to the big folks.
Well, you know what industry has been hit hardest by COVID?
Who?
Movies and entertainment. 50% of jobs have been lost.
I think gyms have been hurt. Quite a bit too.
I'm just saying that is the biggest industry.
Probably the most money. Yeah.
Yeah, and people don't care about it because just get another job.
You know, I think
they sit at home and watch Netflix all day.
I think when there's no sports and there's no entertainment, we go, "Oh, those people make so much money. Fuck them. They deserve a bad break."
Well, that's what I mean. But they don't realize it takes there's a lot of small paying jobs to get those things going.
Yeah, and nobody takes care of those people generally. But yeah, the local musicians, I mean, this thing with Arts, Beats, and Eats was really, I mean, very heartfelt. It was not a,
yeah,
not just a shot in the dark.
And I'm looking at the Pearl Jam thing, and in true Pearl Jam fashion, the beneficiaries list has about 3,000 people listed. 3,
it could be their,
groups.
It could be like their road crew, and maybe their friends' road crews, and who knows?
No, because they have the actual names of the groups that are getting money, so, I don't know, whatever, they mean well.
Yeah.
And it entertained me, so... He did a cover of I Can Tell That We Are Going to Be Friends, the White Stripes song.
I heard that.
I've never heard them do before.
I know. I love that song. I love Jack's version.
Yeah.
It's actually one of my favorite Jack White things he's ever done.
It's great.
And it's like 2 minutes and 20 seconds. It's not a whole lot of notes, but it's great.
Very simple. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, simplicity. I mean, look at some of the great hit records like Wet Ass Pussy. I mean, it's really nothing. Fancy schmancy
really
about the lyrics.
Well,
it's just simple.
It's purient, yeah.
Relatable.
Well, these women are describing a serious gynecological condition.
It's medical. It's informative.
Oh, boy. Hey, on the entertainment front, too, there's a show on National Geographic Channel on the 10th of September. I'm surprised it's not on the 11th. It's called Bin Laden's Hard Drive.
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, and they, for one thing... They, first of all, they get into the fact that he has an incredibly extensive porn collection. Just amazing and thorough.
Of course he does.
And someone implies that he might have been hiding encrypted messages in these porn videos.
How?
I don't know. I have no idea.
How?
But is that someone trying to explain away how into porn he is?
Well, I don't know. I was always bothered that, you know, our government wouldn't release even the titles of the porn.
No.
That they collected.
No, they wouldn't. They won't say what, if there was a theme either, but it sounds like he has everything. It's just everything and anything.
Ooh, do you think he's got any of that gay porn in there?
He might.
What if he did?
Probably did.
Well, I wonder what he'd really be into.
But the reason I was annoyed by the idea, and maybe it's true, I don't know, but they talked about how much he hated email. He didn't trust email, and he used couriers. I mean, he used human beings to pass messages to human beings.
Yeah.
That was his most trusted form of, so I just don't know.
Do you remember when the terrorists, they would send, and I don't know if it was for 9/11, but they would send messages in a draft folder of an email? Like, they would just share an email account, and you would log in, and you could, because that was, it would never be sent. So you could type out things in an email, but never send it until it would just be in your draft, so then someone else could log in and then read it, and then...
Genius, genius, genius!
It kind of is pretty smart, in a way.
Hmm. Who started doing that?
The terrorists. Ugh. Just blanket terrorists. Do you remember that, Brandon? Does anybody remember?
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
I mean, it makes sense, because what paper trail can there really be if the drafts just end up getting deleted?
It never gets sent.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You have to look for the right account, too.
Well, September 10th, I expect that'll be an interesting show. I mean, I'm definitely very interested. And by the way, Osama bin Laden's niece came out to say that she supports Trump.
What?
She loves America, by the way. I mean, she really does.
Yeah, well, yeah, says, we flew her out of here after they killed a bunch of our citizens.
Only Trump can stop another 9/11, she says. And that things proliferated during Obama and Biden.
Mm. It's always good to get ISIS. The coveted Osama bin Laden niece endorsement. Yeah,
exactly.
Is she one of the ones that got flown out after 9/11?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, she seems to have a very Western view of things. By the way, there's a commercial. You know, political commercials are just so awesome. Fucking ridiculous.
They're so awesome.
And John James has one that's running a lot, and it's about how,
don't let people tell you about Donald Trump or Betsy DeVos or any other boogeyman out there. I'm running for the Senate. I'm John James. And Gary Peters, he doesn't like going to meetings, but he's got to deal with me.
A boogeyman?
Yeah, he does. He says, all these other boogeymen they're mentioning.
It's kind of
right. Well, he's timing them out right, because what I've been seeing is the Gary Peters commercial first, where they mention how much he loves Betsy DeVos and Donald Trump. And then it immediately is followed by the one you're discussing, where John James says, "Nuh-uh, you're not running against DeVos or Trump. You're running against me."
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then also how many meetings he misses. He just apparently he cannot make a meeting. He doesn't like voting. If it's got to vote on something important, he is absolutely not out of the question. He does not like to vote.
There's no doubt which side makes better ads. There's a Trump ad out there right now where they're trying to connect him to, you know, the extreme left. And the pictures they chose... are three of the worst pictures of Bernie Sanders, where he looks just nuts. Biden, where he has this look, like a deer in headlights. Like, doesn't know where he is. And then AOC just looking really bitchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whoever picked those three photos, they knew what they were doing.
Have you guys seen the ad where the announcer is talking about what an incredible job Joe Biden did with the Ebola pandemic?
Oh boy. No.
Now, does anyone remember Joe Biden doing something for the Ebola? No. I mean, was anybody worried about Ebola?
Oh, it was a big deal. We were at 105.1. I remember when that happened.
I remember it being a very brief thing, and I don't remember going, Joe Biden has knocked out the Ebola virus.
No.
I mean, it's hardly compares to the coronavirus, but
no, not at all.
I mean, any kind of reach, of course, that will carry you in that direction, I suppose it makes sense. I don't know. I can't stand politics.
You want to see some new polls?
Yeah, sure. What do you got? I saw the New York Times did a story that said that Donald Trump is not tightening the race. The race is no tighter than it was a month ago.
You sent that to me. I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying it.
I don't know either. Wrong. I saw there was a poll out today that Trump has gained 7 points in Texas, but it didn't have anything else. It was just about Texas.
Well, this one was intriguing because, well, here's one of the questions. Regarding the recent protests in U.S. cities, are they trying to? And then for Biden and Trump, the questions are calm it down, encourage fighting, or neither. And I was just kind of surprised by the numbers. Biden, 49% say he's trying to calm it down. 30% say he's trying to encourage fighting. Trump, it's 39 and 47.
Well, you know, I think those polls are pointless. I want to see who's voting for who. I mean, they can explain the reason.
That's an opinion poll. Later. You're talking about a predictive poll. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
There's another poll out there. In fact, a few people have done this where they ask, so who are you voting for? And then they'll come out and say Biden won the poll 50 to 42. But, you know, 57% believe Trump will win, which is like, what?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything. Who people are voting for is what matters in a poll.
Here's one of the surprising numbers. Who would do a better job handling the economy, Biden versus Trump? Trump 45 to 44. I'm just surprised it was that close.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Well, the key economy is bad right now.
Biden 50 to 38 on coronavirus. And then what are you most concerned about if each person wins? For Biden, it's the economy, then policing and protest, race and race relationships. Then corona. For Trump, it's everything in the exact opposite order.
Well,
I don't know. It's a really extensive poll. It's CBS and YouGov. They also have like fear of violence in your city, which is, you know, if you watch a little misleading if you watch a lot of news.
What do you mean misleading?
I gotta find that number because it's only like 4% are really scared.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you live in certain places, I would certainly be concerned. I mean, there's a lot that is, maybe not concerning the average person, but it's certainly concerning, you know, if people are tearing up businesses and people don't want to do business in a city anymore.
Most people aren't concerned about wildfires in California either.
And a gender reveal party caused that.
Hilarious.
A smoke bomb that was supposed to reveal gender.
I don't know why you people need to do that, Brandon.
I didn't do that. I just had a barbecue and some friends came over and I said, hey, while you're here, I'm having a little baby girl.
Oh, how convenient.
I think Bill was involved, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Of course.
Bill just thought he was going to a barbecue. Next thing you know, he's roped into revealing the gender.
You know, he thought it was lame, too. He was bummed.
Oh, ow.
It's not true. Rest in peace.
I thought it was nice that you came up with that idea.
Detroit protesters won a stay against batons and tear gas, which I thought was very interesting.
For 14 days.
But
I wonder if they'll try to incite anything.
The thing about that is if you take those away from the police, then what are they going to use when there's a confrontation? I mean, it seems like you're getting them closer to their guns.
Karate.
And their tasers. If you don't have that tool. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that's about. All I know is...
Is the thinking that batons make it too easy for them to just use it?
Well, but if they're not using batons, then what do they use? Because they struggle. I mean, it's a big war every single night because if they start marching towards a precinct or if they're blocking a street, then they're going to run them off. And also because nobody will abide by curfew, there's going to be a confrontation every single night.
There's really only been the one night here. I think the police have done a fantastic job by communicating with them and say, keep moving, or then we're going to have what we had before.
I think they've tried. I think they've done a good job. I think they've tried. Detroit Will Breathe insists that Chief Craig must leave town, that he must retire.
It's not going to happen, and be careful what you wish for.
He also said that Chief Craig's response was, no, you leave.
that is the response.
He said that
Deputy Chief.
A lot of these people are not from Detroit.
Hey, get out of here!
And they should just leave.
I still understand what that matters.
What do you mean?
Well,
a lot of times they'll say they're not from Detroit, but they're actually from Ferndale. So, I mean, if you're just a couple minutes away, are you not allowed to go in Detroit and protest type of thing?
Are we allowed to spend our money there?
I don't think they're referring to people from Ferndale.
You think that you really mean like out of state?
I think there was one example they gave.
I forgot
how many arrests there were, but there were a number of arrests that were from out of state. I mean, not a ton of them, but more than you would think.
California.
I don't know. The UM grad students are protesting too.
Yeah, they're going on strike. They're not the grad. They're the GSI, the grad student instructors, which I've told you about them before off the air.
Yeah, they had their die-in on the DIAG the other day, and they've authorized a strike, and they'll begin picketing Tuesday. They want increase COVID testing. Why don't they have the Harbaugh protocols?
That's good for them. Maybe that's what they want. Employees. I've never seen a group of people strike more than the graduate student instructors of the University of Michigan, going way back to when I was there.
They want
like they're on strike every year.
They want UM to cut all ties to police, Ann Arbor, and also immigration and customs enforcement.
Not going
to
happen.
And they want defunding of Division of Public Safety and Security.
Not going to happen.
Whatever. Oh, boy. You know, that's essentially what Portland is fighting about, is they want the police defunded. And
not going to happen.
It's just, well, but that is the demand of the mayor and city council. That is what they're facing, is defund the police. And that's one of the reasons they are fucking pissed at the mayor, and he's moving now.
The mayor's in charge of it. He's also the head of police there, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
So he's not doing anything.
Why is the mayor the head of the police in a city? Seems a little odd.
And, you know, Rochester, it's interesting. Rochester has a black police chief, a black mayor, black city council. And there were a couple black cops at this incident in Rochester, too.
They also have a Democratic mayor and a Democratic governor, as Trump pointed out today.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, when I saw that the PCP thing, ever since...
Isn't this a prime example of why maybe police shouldn't be handling these?
Well, that's the first thing I thought of was, I wonder how much training they have
with
the
health.
Nude person with mental health issues on PCP. Who is spitting and claiming to have the coronavirus. I wonder how much training there is that really really can be executed on that person.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make light of it at all.
I still don't understand. I know that the union came out and said, oh, they did everything the way they're trained and supposed to, which I think for most people isn't the issue. It's more about what they're trained to do. But I still don't understand why they just kept him sitting there for so long, or laying there first for so long. And then to put a knee on him. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, I think they were, you know, he was busting up storefront windows before they got there, so they felt couldn't get away. They couldn't let him go away.
No, I know. But clearly, I agree with that. But they had him, you know, cuffed and had the hood on him, and he was laying there for the longest time. That was before he started sitting up, and then they pushed him down and put the knee on the head. I just, why not put him in the back of the cruiser? Mainly because I felt like I was cold watching it.
Well, some of the protesters are protesting nude, by the way. They are.
Great.
With spit hoods on. So I guess protesters don't want police to use spit hoods. They want people to be able to spit at the police. They probably do. Yeah. Because who cares?
I got to watch the video again, because the one time I saw him hawk a huge loogie was away from him. But, you know, I don't have a problem with him putting
Well, he said he has. If somebody says they have coronavirus and they're spitting, wouldn't you want to be away from them?
I didn't hear him say that either. I heard the officer say that, but you don't see everything either. So I don't know.
Well,
I have no problem with them using it, because if they felt like the need to use it, then they felt and it's approved, then they can do it.
Well, it happens a lot. It's not unusual. I mean, they have them for a reason.
Yeah, no, I understand. I told you, that's going to end up becoming the thing. I don't think that's really, in my mind, at least the issue. It's more the knee on the head and how long he was there without, you know, attention.
Yeah, I don't know. I did see the chief of police there saying he did not have any problem with what happened there. And then I just saw all the craziness this weekend with the protests and the restaurants. And
have you talked to Carl about it?
Yeah, I did.
What did he say about it?
I think Carl thinks it's kind of bullshit, to be honest.
Yeah.
Let me see. Actually, Carl, because I was reading up on Rochester this morning, I texted him, and I had asked him about the police chief and the city council, and Carl just said that...
Well, we know the mayor.
It's the city. The police chief is black. The mayor is black. City council is majority black.
Isn't that where the one and weatherman got blown out?
Yes. Yeah. Because the mayor and the NAACP there demanded it. Because the guy mispronounced Martin Luther King's name. And Carl said, all he said was that.
Hey, Carl, good to see you.
He didn't think the race of the naked person on PCP was. Had anything to do with the unfortunate outcome.
Sure.
So, anyway, I mean, who knows? I don't think Carl was terribly taken aback by it. I mean, nobody likes it, of course. But, you know, and I was reading about the guy, today there was such a big to-do over Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake speaks. And, you know, I feel terrible that Jacob Blake is, you know, experiencing pain, and he's he is paralyzed from the waist. Is the waist down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, I just am not so interested in what he has to say about this because, you know, I read about Jacob Blake, and I, you know, this thing about, you know, smelling his finger. I smell another man on my finger after he put it inside this girl. And he took her car, her debit card, and then this is the thing about Jacob Blake. 2015, he was arrested. He was waving a gun in a bar, and he left before the police got there. They arrested him at a traffic stop that became very combative because he resisted arrest. And he did the same thing. Well, I think he resisted arrest. I didn't, you know, honestly, I didn't really. The second video supposedly showed him fighting with the police, and I couldn't really see it myself.
So it's clear he's got a record, probably a bad guy. I would rather a person see their day in court than get shot at seven times.
I would too. But, you know, by the way, is anybody ever going to suggest that maybe not resisting arrest is a better idea for people? That this might have a lot to do with a lot of these problems? Because once this happens, once the whole thing goes south and people start fighting with the police, then it's on the police. Whatever happens is on the police. And I don't think that's fair, first of all. And second of all, I feel like you could take a lot of these incidents, not every one of them, but you could take a lot of them, and if you take the resisting out, there's nothing goes wrong.
Yeah, but then, you know, some people will say that there's a lot of people that do go along with it, and then you have a Sandra Bland, or we just saw the thing that happened in, was it Sacramento, where the guy was getting ready to be cuffed, and the cop just did the flying kick into his back.
Oh, no, it's totally stupid. No, I'm not saying it'll solve everything, but it would make so many less of these incidents. But no one ever says it. No one ever says, you know what, let's stop resisting arrest.
People say it all the time, or at least Twitter people.
I never, ever hear it. I don't know. I swear to God, I never hear this said by anyone on television. I watch as much news as anyone, and I never, ever hear, you know, we are just advising people, do not resist arrest. This would end tons of these incidents. Mm-hmm. It's always the police's fault. Even though he fought, they should have done this. They didn't do that. They could have done. And
well,
you know,
but look at Daniel Prude, though. I mean, he wasn't really uncalled for, Brandon. Terrible timing.
You know, it's a guy on PCP with mental issues who's beating up busting up storefronts.
I mean, what the fuck? He wasn't resisting arrest.
No, he wasn't resisting arrest. No, I mean, I in a perfect world, none of this shit would happen, and it's not good. And sure. In the case in Rochester, I don't really think his race is why that happened. And I don't know, you know, my first guess was, what the fuck do you do in this situation? I don't know what you do. Some people didn't like them putting a spit hood on him, but if he's spitting at the cops, fuck. I mean, I don't know. What are you supposed to do?
Why not put him in the back of the patrol car?
But. Well, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Or in the EMT that's sitting there, why not get him in the back of there and get him out of there?
I have no idea why he was not taken out. I honestly don't know. And I've seen the same thing, by the way he died, that case with the Timka guy. It's the same. He's telling him, I'm dying. I'm going to die. And they're like, oh, come on. You're not going to die. Relax. You know, they're on the way. And by the time they load him into the ambulance, he's dead. Mm-hmm. And they have no idea. They didn't even know he was dead. But all this started, this whole conversation, I didn't mean to get into all this shit, but I just don't think what Jacob Blake has to say is, I just don't think he's a person I hang my hat on as someone to really get a lot from in terms of how we go forward.
Sure.
And I'm not saying I'm not sympathetic to him. I am sympathetic to him. I don't want anyone to be paralyzed or shot or anything like that.
And that's the problem for a lot of people that want some kind of change, you know, change and you know, whatever the change may be, is that the people are usually, you know, involved in some kind of activity that is criminal to begin with, so they're not always the best people. And then the other side always points out, you know, you always hear the rap sheet right away, and then you hear, well, the officer had 15 complaints. You know, you know the next time it happens, those will be the first two things, because you have to demonize each individual cop.
Well, most people, I think most people want to support police. They depend on the police. They count on the police. Now, some people feel the police are the problem. If you eliminate the police, the problem goes away. And
then you have new problems.
Well, yeah. I personally, I can't imagine. I mean, when they were talking about defunding the police in Minneapolis, I sort of was for it in a way. I was like, you know what? I'd like to see what happens. Because there's so many people insisting this is what has to happen, and this is what Portland's insisting on, that I want to see what happens. Be the guinea pig. If it works, it works. And, you know, I would have no problem with it. But I don't want it to be where I live. Excuse me. I'm just so tired of this subject matter. I'm so fucking tired of this. It's just wearying. Every time I see somebody talking about it, like Kirk Herbstreit.
Well, if you're uncomfortable with it, imagine if...
I know. That's the answer to everything. Kirk Herbstreit, when I saw that trending and I read what it was about, I wanted to start crying.
Well. Yeah, well, 2020.
Hmm. Yep.
Do you want to hear a cool story about a local officer?
Yeah, but first I must tell you that Zotchrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com are at it again. You can lease the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4 as low as $188 a month. Or a 2020 loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month. How about a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month. And then a Jeep Wrangler. Zotchrysler Jeep Dodge Ram has the largest Wrangler inventory in the state. It's not very large, but the good news is there's no better time to get to Zot and order your badass Wrangler exactly the way you want it. See all this and more at dealsinthed.com for Zot, Jeep, and Dodge. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and dealsinthed.com. And I almost forgot Dr. Yaldo, who is back and who is offering $1,500 off if you've been wanting to get LASIK. You know, Dr. Roche and Dr. Yellow both, this is a great time to do this sort of thing because people are home and they're doing things, you know, on the internet. They're Zooming. Mm-hmm. They're having meetings. They're at home. They've got recovery time. You don't have to recover in front of a whole office full of people. So many people are taking the opportunity to get life-changing eye surgeries like LASIK, the most precise in the world, which allows you to throw your contacts and glasses in the garbage and see better than you ever could. For those over 45, multifocal lens replacements will have you seeing small print and everything else for as long as you live. So these surgeries are about lifestyle. And with $1,500 off the regular price, maybe there's just no better time. So many people have done it. Actually, a lot of our audience has done it. So get a free evaluation with Dr. Yaldo. If it's not the time for you, he'll tell you. 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and tell him you want the Drew and Mike discount. So there. Mm-hmm.
So, this is in Macomb County. Macomb County Sheriff Undercover Deputy was in pursuit of an individual on a felony warrant. Did you hear about this story?
Yeah, I saw the video, right?
Oh, I didn't know there was I hope there's video.
You're talking about the moped?
Yeah.
Goes into the water?
Oh yeah. Spoiler alert.
There's a video of it? I did not know there's a video either.
So he leaves him on a chase through the city. They go off-road. Man left his moped, so it's a police chase on a moped, tried to swim across the Clinton River. The one problem... he doesn't know how to swim.
Oh, Jesus.
So the deputies on the scene notice that he didn't know how to swim. The undercover deputy takes off the clothes, takes the shoes off, empties his pockets, dove in, swam towards him, brought him to dock, and handcuffed him!
Yeah.
Fucking cool is that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was funny in the video. I'd pull it up, but I can't get into Facebook. It's
you don't have a Facebook account?
The body cam, they come up to the guy, the undercover guy who's taking his clothes off, and he's pissed because now he knows he's got to jump in the water, and he's just like, this fucking guy. He takes all his clothes off, jumps on in. There is video out there right now. I've only found it on Facebook. But
why can't we watch it?
I can't log.
Brandon doesn't have a Facebook account.
What?
I don't know. I found it. Fox 2 has the...
Well, Kristen has a Facebook account.
No, it's not. That's not
Manny
it.
Has
it's
one.
What we used to be logged into on our power chair is no longer logged into.
I see.
There's a guy on the moped on the side. Oh, you can't see it. Hang on. See him just cruising along his moped.
Uh-huh.
And there you go. Now he's going off-road. Oh, he almost bit it on that curb, too. Oh, that would have been great.
He's pretty cocky.
Where does he think he's going? Up another curb. Oh, whoa.
Well, he's going somewhere the car can't go.
Man,
that's the good part.
He's pretty good driving there. So, of course, deputy has to turn his car around. Is there audio? I mean, I have. There's no audio on here. Oh, here we go now. Now there's audio.
It's fine.
What?
Running quick. Looks just like cops.
Don't got eyes on him.
Runs right by dogs. Runs right by some fences. hoofing it. Jumped over another fence. Whoa.
Get over here.
Watch this.
See, guy totally can't swim.
Rear up 30 Riverview.
Fucking guy.
You got it, sir.
Undercover hands his gun off, takes his shirt off.
Where is he in the water? I don't see him.
He's right there. He's going under. He's going under.
Shit.
Empties his pockets. Oh, I got to take the jeans off, too, my man.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Oh, it's probably so cold.
There he goes. Wow, good swimmer. A breaststroke. We got out there quick.
Yeah.
Ma'am, what's your address?
Is this all over the news?
Sorry.
Yeah, on Friday, I think.
Oh, okay.
Did anyone order a hero?
Over at their dock.
Now in that awkward position where he's got no shirt on and he's dragging another man in the water.
What are they disguising?
Get ready to grab him. Get ready to grab him.
Well, they're blurring his face out because he's an undercover deputy.
Oh, thank you. Give me your hand. It's over.
Why would you jump in the water if you can't swim?
Exactly. Hands behind your back.
We got him. He's in custody. I want custody. Be advised, FD stage if you need him.
I feel like he was, yeah, he was a little cocky after that sweet moped ride. Because he did jump a few curbs.
Police have the radio, though. Can't beat the radio.
There's some other local crime, too. Did you see the lady in Wyandotte that is now facing 7 felonies?
What did she do?
Fired her gun at a DoorDash deliverer over a $10 order from McDonald's.
Oh, boy. What was wrong with the order?
You know, it doesn't say.
I mean, as if it matters.
Just said the customer.
I just would like to know.
She got angry, pulled the gun, fired shots at him. So now she's charged with 7 felonies.
She didn't hit him?
Doesn't sound like it, no, because the guy's, you know.
Yeah, somebody shot at the police, at a police car, and hit another vehicle. And this is at Wyoming in the Lodge. That's not far away. Could have been me. It could have been me. Wyoming is very close to the broadcast.
Like, that could have been me.
And then the guy, after, I guess the police officer was making a report on the car that was hit, the guy comes back. And I think he's still trying to shoot at the police car. And then he has to speed away because the cop's jumping in the car to go after him. He says, hey, that's the guy. And that's when the guy driving away hit 2 cars trying to get away. And they arrested him on foot. On foot. I mean, what a fucking pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Then, Ralph Chappell. 44-year-old Ralph Chappell. Here's a guy, just a great guy to have out in the community. He started out when he was 18, possessing drugs, and he pleaded to possession of under 25 grams of cocaine. This is often the problem, I think. I bet this is a plea. I don't know that for a fact. But it seems that these people always plea under. And 1997, he was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. He would have been, let's see, I think he was 20 then? He pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and a felon in possession of a firearm. But felons don't seem to learn about firearms.
Yeah.
They just seem to always want to have a new one, even though they're a felon.
Well.
You said Ralph Chappell?
Ralph Chappell, Chapple. So he goes to prison for 12 to 20 for that little murder.
Wow.
He gets out in 2017. In 2018, he pleads guilty to delivery of a controlled substance, dealing drugs, apparently. And then he doesn't show up for sentencing. Because guess what? He's probably going away. So what happens? How do they find him? About a year and a half later, he shoots a guy multiple times, and they arrest him for first-degree murder again.
Oh boy. Where was this at? Here?
Here. Detroit.
Huh.
Alexander McComb statue, I guess, was graffitied when a spit hood was put over it.
Yeah.
What?
Whatever.
Well, so when are you going to change all the McComb names? Because it said slave owner, land thief, and they said on the news, yeah, he did hold slaves. So
yeah, remember?
Are they going to change all the McCombs?
Remember his great grandson who wrote the editorial?
Didn't offer to give any money back, though.
Very upset. No, of course not. Or his privilege.
You know, it's interesting that never comes up because honestly, you know, in referring to reparations, there are just really not that many families that held slaves. I mean, it's a small percentage of the white populace, but the ones that did typically owned a lot and would have benefited greatly. And you would think that, like in that family, it sounded like there's still a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, no combs.
Sure. But I didn't notice him offering any.
No, it's crazy.
So the rest of us
have to
hear about it.
I wonder if it's one of those things where he's like, well, I don't have any of it, but my cousin over there does. Because wasn't he actually a relative of the loser McComb brother who didn't have any money, who went belly up, but the other one made a lot of money, if I recall the article that he wrote?
Well, if that's the way the money all went, but I mean, I don't know enough about it to say. I just noticed that he was, he certainly seemed to be very politically correct about the whole thing, but there was no mention of the money. Can you put on CBS News this morning at 7:26:45? Jackie Page has this story about Ernie's Market in Oak Park,
Is Big Ern, isn't he hanging it up?
It could have been me. Is Big Ern hanging it up?
I thought I read that a while ago.
I hope not, because I was laughing my ass off watching this story. This guy is such a character.
Yeah. You know, he only takes cash, too. Does she point that out?
I don't think she did. I'm going to feel like an idiot if she said all this stuff. But, by the way, Jackie's looking good.
Well, Big Ern's Market was right by the radio station.
Yeah. No, I know where Big Ern's is. I just don't remember Big Ern.
And someone points out that someone I know thinks it's overrated. I said, what? How can you say that?
Oh, those sandwiches look badass, the ones they were showing on TV.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Maz goes there? Is Maz a Big Ern fan?
Was Maz the one that said it was overrated? I was thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
Who was on the east side.
No, I think Tommy loved him.
What time? 7:26?
7:26:45. And after the Ernie story, they announced that Stacey DeFord was coming up with weather, and then
she's been doing it for a while.
It was April Moss. It wasn't Stacey.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so who's running that ship over there?
When does Stacey do the weather over there?
I saw her filling in for that Karen Carter lady.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know. I did not know that. But she got a plug today. She just wasn't on there. Maybe they're calling everyone Stacey DeFord just to get some name recognition.
I have seen her on there, though.
But that would make sense. If Stacy's going to be the main person, then call everyone Stacy, and then her name will become more recognizable. Her Q rating will go up.
Just leave it blank and let that person fill it in before they do it. 7:26.
Yeah, it's Jackie kicks in about 45. Yeah, there she is.
And I'm Jackie Page. What makes a good sandwich? Is it the bread, the cheese, the condiments? Well, at Ernie's Market at Oak Park, it's all of the above plus a little love.
Who loves you, baby?
He has an overwhelming
who loves you?
Abundance of love, and he just wants to give it.
There you go, baby.
And he just wants to make sure everybody receives it.
I gave you a real nice turkey, baby.
And everybody knows how important they are to him.
Yeah, he's starting to go, yeah, baby.
The sandwiches are amazing.
I'm going to hook you up.
People come far and wide to get the sandwich.
Whoop! Da-da-da.
Once they meet my dad.
What does the sandwich that the newlyweds buy?
They want to come back.
Let us alone. Hey, baby.
They want to see him.
Where have you been?
They want the feeling that they get when they walk in the door.
I'd love you more if you would take me on the cruise.
He loves what he does.
What makes a good sandwich?
And people don't see that very often.
You should be able to answer that. What makes a good sandwich?
And they appreciate
the
it.
The love you put in it, baby. That's right.
When you walk in here, my dad sees you one time.
There you go, baby. Get him motivated.
He knows your name.
Pavinkler's buddy. Remember back in the day?
He knows your family.
How was the last sandwich?
He knows your cousins.
Oh, no, don't trust me, baby. Put him on, light him up.
Because it's Ernie.
Thank you, baby. We love you, baby.
And he gets away with that.
And the love, baby. Don't forget the love.
That's just the way it is.
She's stingy with the love, baby.
That man will come back if you love him.
Wild thing, I think I love you.
I care about the community. To make as many sandwiches is this arm could hold.
Is that okay?
I love you, darling. It's a community thing.
Three monsters, everything, baby.
Love thy neighbor.
Yeah, baby.
Is the wife still here? Type thing.
We can't tear it up, then.
Where can you go today?
Tomato!
And feel safe.
For my girlfriend.
And this is what it's about.
How are you, baby?
I'm going to keep doing it for a long time.
Who loves you?
Ernie loves
you, baby. I sure do.
She says she's going to be doing it for a long time.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear anything about retirement there.
I have bad information.
Sorry, Maz is so down on Ernie.
Oh, man. This is going to make a primo dump later on.
That was a mean-looking sandwich.
I know, they're huge.
A lot of love in there.
I kind
of
want one right now.
So do I.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Ernie's the only person.
Hey, this tastes like shit.
Says baby more than Arthur.
Hey, shouldn't you be getting dinner about now?
It's 6:30.
It's a little early.
It is a little early, but she basically has an hour before I start getting angry. Hangry.
Brandon wears the pants in that family.
Yeah, right. I'm excited for food. I don't know. She's distracted. There's another 2-year-old here. So
Oh,
it's a what is it? Play date?
Yeah, Labor Day play date.
Really?
Labor date.
Was Maddie needing a play date?
Did they both get tested for COVID-19 before the play date?
Madeline has not been able to be as social as she used to be because no daycare anymore.
Madeline!
So
did the
Kristen's
did
best the, friend did, had a daughter right around the time we had a daughter, so they've been
Did they quarantine before they came over?
I'm sure there's a lot of hand sanitizer that's been used before the door was opened.
Are they wearing masks
internally?
Or do they quarantine properly?
No,
don't
you
stupid
I don't
kids
know
the diseases you can catch?
I have no idea what's going on upstairs. All I know is
Brandon,
my dinner is not served yet.
Will you honestly just walk up there and go,
don't you stupid kids know the diseases you can catch?
And then turn around and come back down and see what the reaction is. Please? You're no fun.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
There was another hit and run. Boy, I tell you, there's so many hit and runs around here. A kid named Dominic Dunn, who is 20 years old, was skateboarding.
No relation to the other one?
I know. That was weird. It's like, Dominic Dunn, really? That's his name. He was skateboarding at 6 and Sheldon, Novi Township, I think that is. And he was killed by a light-colored or white sedan with windshield damage. Oh, boy. And I mean, just hit a guy on a skateboard and bolted in Novi Township. I mean, that seems kind of odd, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And there's also, this isn't bad enough for the police, there's a police car with lights and sirens going at a 16-year-old on a bicycle. He's in stable condition. I guess he's okay. There's a lot of weird stories around here. And then the guy that drove off the Davidson Freeway, the overpass, drove off the overpass.
I didn't see that.
Actually, he drove off I-75 and landed on the Davison Service Drive.
I did, yeah. I'm sorry. Yep.
And I never heard. I wanted the why. It was like, okay, was there a reason?
I thought he was just going too fast on the ramp, wasn't he?
Really? That's he must have been.
It's the same story. Yeah.
Is
Davidson also M8? Is it also called M8?
It's funny. I don't know. I've taken the Davidson.
Yeah, I think it was
many a time.
If it's the same one, that guy did die. Vehicle lost control, struck a wall, resulting in a fatal car crash Sunday evening. Does that sound right?
Okay, so the crash killed him?
Troopers called the eastbound M8 Davidson Freeway ramp at I-75 at about 5 o'clock. Found the 25-year-old male driver from Detroit. Lost control, went over the overpass.
Oh, man.
Landed on the service drive. The driver was ejected from the vehicle as it left the overpass. Whew.
They had another story on Fox 2 about a guy named Tony Farhan, who owns a Boost Mobile store in Kenosha, which was looted August the 24th. It was set on fire August the 25th, fully looted, completely destroyed, burned down. He got there, and he said it was just smoldering, and there were people walking around with rifles, and, of course, protesters and a few firemen. Anyway, he said that in insurance may call this domestic terrorism, which means they won't cover it.
What? Insurance doesn't cover domestic terrorism?
Nope. Guess
Is
not.
Is that another rider? I feel like you have to have a rider for everything.
Probably. So,
you don't get answer that question? Somebody from Legacy Insurance.
You want to call him back?
Yeah, and just to pop that question at him to see if he knows the answer.
And don't in any way suggest that he should have a plug. Just say that it, from his knowledge of insurance.
Okay.
That's really leading.
Well, you can say it. He'll get mad if I ask.
He also has a GoFundMe, helped Tony rebuild his Boost Mobile store. This is GoFundMe. Had like $2,300.
I wish
he lost. He's already lost $100,000.
Why shouldn't the insurance should cover that?
That was like what?
Domestic terrorism.
That seems like total bullshit.
Seems like you could almost call anything. Who has to deem it domestic terrorism?
What is Maz doing today? That is so...
Hi, you reached Tom Bazaway. Sorry, I missed your call.
Maybe he's in a Labor Day parade. You want to leave him a message?
Right.
Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Damn it!
Maz, what's up? We've been trying to call you, ma'am. If you don't want to be on the show, I understand. But or maybe you left your phone at home like last time. Remember that? He said he left his went somewhere. Unlikely. Like he doesn't take his phone with him?
Unlikely.
All right, Maz. I mean, call us if you get this soon.
You butt out.
We want to talk about the Derby. That's pretty fake.
Did you watch episode 3 of The Vow?
I did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, The Vow is about Nexium, Vanguard, and Prefect. Good God.
I didn't realize that...
good God.
...that Prefect's daughter was so involved in this thing, either.
I know, and you
Lauren
know...
Salzman?
I got to tell you, it's funny. There's some really seminal moments in The Vow, and I'm sure it's on demand, right? Can't people just watch it?
Oh, yeah. It's HBO, so you have to have HBO.
There's some moments in this thing, for example, you know the guy that was recording everything
last week?
Mark, yeah. His wife...
I still want to punch him in the face. I don't know why.
Yeah,
hi, Mark.
There's something... I mean... It's really funny how taken in he is because he thinks that the man with the highest IQ in the world is his best friend. He's the guy's only friend. He thinks, I must be like the third best IQ in the world to be his friend.
I'll give you an example from last night's show, point I want to punch him in the face. They're talking about, you know, moving up in these, I don't even know, they're all these programs. And so the main lady who kind of blows the whistle and gets everything rolling is Mark's assistant. Her name's Sarah.
Sarah Edmondson.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's really hot.
They're all hot. Actually, all the chicks in this thing are hot.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. What a crazy coincidence. And he's fucking them all.
They have to give collateral up for Dawson. At one point, she's like, I don't care if these pictures get out there. And I'm like, yeah, because you're smoking hot, man.
Yeah, true.
So anyway, she's giving a seminar. Like, she's practicing for the sales aspect of it. And she's like, what's one thing that holds us back? You know, asking a group of people, which... Anytime I've been in a group like that, nobody wants to answer. They just want to be done with the thing.
Yeah.
And Mark is sitting front and center. He goes, fear. And I'm just like, I just want to go up and just punch him in the face because, A, he answered so quick. And to answer fear just made me mad.
You know, he's such a goody-goody. He's just trying to kiss Vanguard's ass.
But, best friend.
You know, there's a part where his wife is quitting because she knows a lot of stuff.
Bonnie.
She knows a lot of these women are sleeping with Vanguard. Keith Rainier.
Yeah, who's about such 5'4".
Yeah. But he's a great volleyball player. and so she's just out. She's like, okay, this has gone way from where I thought it was going. I thought this was something. This was someone. We go to a big week-long party to celebrate this person's birthday. This is such an important deity. Yeah. And it turns out he's banging all my friends. And this is too weird.
And branding them.
So... the other people in Nexium start calling Mark up saying, oh, Mark, you're in a really tough spot, you know, because there's your marriage and then there's Nexium, which is, of course, your the most important thing in your life. It's like, no, you're not in a tough spot. Your marriage is your marriage, you asshole. But they actually believe that Nexium is more important than anything.
Well, one of the brilliant things Vanguard did was get all these people, you know, it's kind of, not only is it a cult, but it's also a pyramid scheme.
Yeah,
you get them to sign up so they make money. So you find out a lot of these people that were involved in DOS, the sexual relationship slave master weird stuff that really brought the whole enterprise down. The problem is that's how they make their living. So it's like, do I put up with this to keep making all this money? That
yeah, they had a whole chart of how each person has six slaves. They're the master, yeah. And those people, of course, pay all this money. And, oh, what do you know? Everybody makes money. And these people, these big names in Nexium, a lot of whom testified in this case or, you know, whose lives have been turned upside down, they made a lot of money signing people up,
yeah.
Getting people to take these stupid classes. And the other one that was really mind-boggling to me, but this is how people in a cult think. The person, Lauren Saltzman, is one of the tip-top people in this DOS, which is this female secret society.
Do you want to hear the explanation of DOS from, what's her name, Sarah?
And
we've got Brandon as well.
Then DOS yes. came around.
I love all the names they use.
I know. It's like Scientology in a lot of ways.
Dominance over
submissive. Yeah.
Lauren came to Vancouver to do a 5-day. She said, I want to tell you about something.
What are you talking about?
She said it was incredibly cool. It was incredibly helpful in her life. You know, this is going to help you in your relationship. So this is like why you're stuck in the straight path.
This what is exactly she know what she's stuck in?
It's all buzzwords. It's all mumbo jumbo, man.
She couldn't tell me anything else until I gave her collateral.
Then
and she's like, it should be something you feel nauseated about.
Like, assets, what? Wealth.
She's like, oh, I don't know, like a confession about something bad you did. Something that I'll hold forever to make sure that you never break your vow of secrecy.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Well, that's stupid.
Lauren, as the head of education,
nobody does that.
Nancy's daughter, my best friend, all these things in my life, she's telling me that there's something that's helped her more than anything else. Like, I'm
pause for a second.
Intrigued.
No one has to give collateral to be part of a great organization that is doing great things in the world and helping people. Nobody. So you should never do it for anyone, ever, anywhere, anytime.
Did you get the feeling that she feels really stupid?
Yes, I did. I felt sorry for her.
I did too. But she caught.
But she's still hot.
I know, there's one shot of her at Ranieri's week-long birthday party.
I saw that. I rewound.
Where she meets her husband, Nippy, when
yeah.
she's in the bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
She's really pretty. No, she's really hot.
She's always got that brand.
You like what you see. Huh?
I know. Well.
Yeah?
What? Okay, go ahead. Finish this, whatever it is.
It's part of the vernacular.
Commitment has to be collateralized. I don't say, I give you my word on that. Oh, yeah, I give you my word on that. No, if I give you my word, it's collateralized by my whole self-image.
What are you talking about?
The more you collateralize your word, the stronger your word becomes. Your word is your bond. No excuses.
I'm like, well, I don't have a lot of secrets. I don't have like a dark, sordid past. So just make it up.
I was kind of disappointed that she didn't. I wanted to hear it.
Well, yeah, right. She probably does.
I knew I was being filmed, but we were pretending that I didn't know that. And I shit-talked my husband, nice. My mom, my dad, and my brother. Saying things like, Nippy's a terrible husband, like he beats our son.
Oh, that's great.
Awful things that have no basis in reality.
What a classy organization.
She was so angry.
How fucking stupid.
I know.
How could anyone intelligent do this?
Excited.
It became more of a sorority recently, I think. And that was kind of when I got involved in it.
You know how Freemasons are out there changing the world? You don't know who they are. They're this force for good in the world. It's the same thing, but for women.
The great sleuth.
I see.
Similar to SOP.
Something happens SOP. Bad to you. Don't you want a bunch of tough people who can take on the burden, carry the log, do it with you?
Yeah, not some volleyball player.
We prove ourselves.
We're collateralized.
We're tougher.
And I was like, well, that sounds pretty cool.
She's a low IQ individual.
Lifetime commitment.
God, she
and
takes a great picture.
Me
she really does.
Is that Lauren and I have already talked about being old age boobies and matching velour tracksuits, going for walks in the seawall in Florida or like whatever, and teaching trainings. Like, we're doing this for the rest of our lives. So it's like a heightened level of a coaching
Who
relationship.
Would want to commit to doing that the rest of your life?
You know, she's got this goofy friend.
And we call it master slave.
Master slave.
Master slave.
So
they start showing like her text messages where she's like, "Slave, can I go to bed now?" It's like, "What is
no master?
What?
Can I go to
oh,
bed
master,
now?"
Master, yeah, I'm sorry, master, can I go to bed now?
What
is
a stupid
that?
Fucking game! And collateral is for the bank when you get something of huge value. In this, you get nothing of value.
Well, I know that's the other thing too. You don't even know what you're giving collateral up for.
And then not only that, then they say, you know, you got to have a collateral every week. Got to be something new every week. So then the second week, she takes a nude picture.
Yeah.
Which because she doesn't good. Have anything else to give.
Yeah.
Or she says she doesn't.
And they keep asking for more, and then for more, and then yeah. for more.
It's absolutely, I don't know, I'm just amazed that adults can get sucked into something. I mean, there's a part of me.
I'm blown away. By
and
it.
I know I asked people this, and I never really get an answer, but do you think people are dumb when they're in a cult? When they get sucked into a cult, you feel like, oh man, you must be dumb.
Well,
Brandon?
I don't know, because a lot of these things, they pull at your heartstrings. You know, they exploit what it is you're looking for. If you're confused in life, they can provide an answer. So people just get sucked in because they're looking for something to better themselves.
And yeah, but don't you go... When you're taking the 19th course and spending $120,000 on these stupid classes, don't you go, I don't think this is helping that much.
At that point, though, you've already spent so much money, well, yeah, so you've got, you feel like you got...
But don't... Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't people have to know to cut losses at some point, too? You're just getting in deeper, deeper, deeper.
It's natural to keep going forward, I guess, because you don't want to feel
natural.
Like you don't want to.
Yeah,
feel
when
like
you're
an
bank,
idiot.
You're bankrupt. You got no money because you just spent it on this nothingness. These fucking buzzwords. You're basically buying buzzwords.
let's see what she got for all that collateral.
Lauren, she was like, "Oh my god, I'm so excited! It's actually happening!" And like, she's all, you know. And she brings me upstairs. We hug. She brings me to her guest room, and says, "Take off your clothes, and I'll be back in a little bit." Then she came back, gave me a blindfold. I could feel like there were other people around me.
Oh, you know, I felt sick of when she was describing this.
Okay, sister, take off your blindfold.
I don't
want to
hear this again.
Nice.
They what they do is they blindfold her, and then she senses people are around her, and they start branding the other girls.
Yeah.
Who are all, you know, of course, squealing, and they're in terrible pain. I mean, it fucking hurts. You can hear the skin cooking. This is a real brand.
I really like the part, too. So this woman's husband, who, you know, they kind of caused the strife in her relationship with her collateral. So her husband...
With the brand, because he found out about the brand.
Well, she told him and then said how nervous she was. So he calls Lauren, and it's just a beautiful phone call because she is throwing buzzwords back at him. And
he's like, fuck you.
Fuck off.
You branded my wife.
It ends there.
She's like, my wife isn't supposed to tell you yet. Yeah. It's like, yeah, oh, my wife is not going to tell me that her crotch is branded with Keith Raniere's initials.
She's like, well, you
and
don't
Allison
know.
Mack's initials. How fucking stupid is that?
She's like,
well, you don't understand. You can explain it. No, I don't. There's no explanation,
nice
bitch. Fuck you.
Wait. The brand actually has...
Keith Raniere's
initials in it,
yes,
too?
And Allison Mack's, so, too. It's so clever.
Brandon, they tell them it's the three elements. And one line is for the sky, then for the mountains or the water. And, you know, they draw it out like that. But then when you get the brand, they're all kind of mushed together. So it looks like an AM. And then from the side, it looks like a K.
I always just assumed it was Keith Raniere because you can see the R and the K. But you can also...
There's an A and an M, too. Because she's the head of DOS. And
Gus is on the line.
Oh, is it really? Thomas A. Mazaway.
Hey, guys.
Maz, may I have important questions for you?
Go ahead.
One.
Where were you?
Yeah, where were you?
I was out back. I unfortunately had to shut the pool down today.
Oh, that's right. Labor Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got to close it down on Labor Day.
So did you just supervise the kids doing it, or what happened?
No, it was just me and my brother-in-law, Dave.
What?
Dave, the other kids, the kids and Kathy are out at the, they're out at the lake with the family. So.
The lake? That sounds like they're having fun.
Why didn't you go to the lake?
Yeah, because I did this.
But why couldn't you have done that yesterday with the girls' help, and it would have been a lot easier?
They haven't been home all weekend. They've been all over the place.
Lake is going there.
I'm exhausted.
Well, they have public service projects or something?
No. They're just finishing up summer. Tomorrow they start school. Actually, Maddie started last week. So
I see.
Not fair. Not right.
Start high school again tomorrow.
God, they're out at a party at the lake. They'll probably bring COVID home to you tonight.
They might.
Hey, Tom, are they going in person or is it online?
They go 2 days a week, and then every other week they go 3 days. So it's 2 days 1 week, 3 days the next.
Wait, so the days when they're not there, are other kids there?
Yes.
So it's just a way to lessen the numbers. Interesting.
It's split up. Oh, and then like they have A and B.
And then they have the e-learning in between, right? Does this
correct?
That's not bad. I like that. That's a good call.
Is this e-learning? Is this going to take away the snow day?
I don't think so. Oh. I think the snow days will still take over.
What?
You know that. Come on, Brandon. Who knows? That's we'll ridiculous. See how this whole year goes. It's whack.
And what about the volleyball? I guess they can't play volleyball, or can they?
No. Volleyball's been okay. And, really? They're playing, yeah.
So it sounds to me like the only thing that can't be played is Michigan football.
In state.
And Michigan State football.
In Central.
Yeah, they pulled the plug there a little early, and hopefully they could bounce back.
Whatever
there's a game on tonight.
Whatever
BYU,
hurts the...
I think, and Navy.
Oh, that's
tonight.
Right.
Ooh, wow.
Navy's supposed to be pretty good.
It's such a great game. I'm going to start Herbie. Crying like Herbie.
Yep. Herbie's going to cry. He's on the air tonight.
Maz, did you see him cry on Saturday?
I did.
How I did. Awkward did that feel?
How moved were you?
I wasn't moved. You know what? I was on Twitter. I went and looked at it. I didn't even finish the cry. I shut it off.
Awkward.
Because it was so awkward, right?
I did not finish the cry. I wasn't interested in his cry, to be honest with you.
Now, why do you think he started crying now? Because, I mean, this is not a brand new story. What,
no,
do you think he just
no,
found out about it?
I think he did. I think he just found out about it.
It's so silly, isn't it? I don't know. It's just really weird. That was so weird.
You don't have to show me that you care. You don't have to show me that you care. Just, you know, just whatever, man.
Well, I just thought it was cute.
How many protests is he out at? Is he out there at night? Fighting with the police?
He must be.
I guess so. I guess he will be.
At Republican rallies because he supported the Republican governor.
Hey, they were outside Churchill Downs yesterday in front of the Derby. They were protesting having the Derby run, you know, in Kentucky when they were having so much, obviously, strife with Breonna and all of that kind of. Mm-hmm.
Wait, yeah. So they're supposed to cancel the Kentucky. What good would canceling the Kentucky Derby do, Maz?
They wanted them to not run the Derby, so they. They had a peaceful protest.
Would that have helped
lots of people, though.
Maz, in your opinion, would that have helped Breonna Taylor?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't really think.
Matter of fact, there was an African American owner that ran his horse and said, "You know, I'm for Black Lives Matter."
So everything's okay now.
I think everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah, if a black guy can run his horse, then anybody can.
Absolutely.
Kind of like if let's see. If Desmond isn't crying, then Herb Street should be crying. Just my feelings.
It is. We'll see how it goes tonight on the air.
What time's the game on? I'm excited to see this game.
No, you're not.
I'm not sure. I think it's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
You're
cool.
Not excited.
Is it on ESPN?
No one has ever been excited to see Navy.
I'm psyched to see a football game. I really am.
Well, why didn't you watch games over the weekend? You missed Army and Middle Tennessee State. I'm sure
that's
great.
That's not a game.
SMU play?
Memphis was on the other night. Memphis State.
SMU North Texas, I saw that was a game that was played.
By the way, the Hokies and Virginia have the Commonwealth Cup on September 19th this year.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
The Commonwealth Cup, the Hokies and the Cavaliers.
They moved
the COVID Wealth Cup.
That is so weird to be playing that in September.
Hey, as long as they play, right?
Yep. Well, by the way, the Penn State doctor's getting a lot of shit that says that all these guys are getting myocardia, whatever it is.
What about Tennessee? Didn't they have to cancel their scrimmage? So many people were out.
At 44 people out or something?
Yeah, I think only like 10 were COVID, but everybody else was quarantined.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so.
Oh, God. It's going to be tricky. But I think they're going to play some games. I mean, definitely they're going to play some games.
I'm happy that they're trying.
Well, it's something to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly, baseball has become a mockery of what it's supposed to be.
Not really. I've enjoyed the baseball. Honestly.
I have to admit, I've really enjoyed the baseball because the Tigers are playing decent, so it's been fun. What's going on with the Yankees, Maz? They're like they're playing like the Tigers.
Everybody's hurt, man.
Who's
Everybody's hurt?
Who's hurt?
Everybody's hurt. Stanton's hurt. Judge has been hurt. Oh, boy. Paxton's been hurt.
There's like five of them. Two pitchers, three pitchers are down.
DJ LeMay, everybody's hurt.
They're horrible.
In that squad.
They're horrible.
Chapman had COVID.
Maz, do you think it's affecting A-Rod's concession stand?
No, A-Rod's pissed because he's not going to get the Mets. He tried to buy the Mets with J-Lo. He feels it was an inside deal and they screwed him because he had the money ready to go to $2 billion or whatever the hell they were going for. And he feels he's been screwed.
Well, I heard...
Life is unfair.
I heard that when all is said and done, that his advisors told him he would make more money on his concession stand at the Yankee Stadium than he would on the Mets.
Think so. I think so. But you know what? He might get some concession stands at Citi Field as well now.
as a throw-in, just to mollify him?
As a throw-in.
Wow, yeah. That would be so cool. Then he would have the best of both worlds.
He would. It would be good for him.
Okay, Maz, you know the insurance business back and forth. You've taken all kinds of tests,
yeah, sure.
I know, to get up to speed on this. So
absolutely.
I got to ask you a question. We heard this terrible story about this guy. He's a local guy, and he owns a Boost Mobile store in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And the store was looted, and then it was set on fire and burned down. And by the way, he's a minority guy. He's a black dude. So it was especially tragic.
Terrible.
So they've started a GoFundMe for him because, and by the way, it wasn't clear that this is actually a fact yet, but he was suggesting that it might be referred to as domestic terrorism and his insurance would not cover it.
Wow. Now, I don't really know anything about that, Drew. I only know Michigan insurance.
But he's from Michigan.
Wisconsin is different. You know, I don't know the rules in Wisconsin.
Maz, let's just say that tomorrow Mesa is burned down there's a big riot, a fight between the police and BLM and Royal Oak.
Okay.
Mesa's burned to the ground. We have insurance with whoever you work for.
With Legacy. Yeah.
Okay. And will you guys cover it or will you call it domestic terrorism?
Yeah, you're covered.
Are you positive?
Covered,
no domestic
I'm
terrorism.
Positive.
There's no clause.
I'm positive. No, you're good.
Will you ask your boss just to make sure?
That extra sheet of paper? You signed that extra sheet of paper, that got you covered.
No, Maz, are you seriously feeling confident about your answer?
I am. I'm
really
feeling serious. Yeah, I am.
Seriously? Wow. Okay.
I am.
So you don't need to even ask your boss. I'm covered?
No. I'm going to cover it for you. Not a problem.
Okay. You're going to cover it.
What a guarantee.
So you guarantee you'll cover it if your company won't.
Absolutely.
Are you hoping you don't work there if someone makes a claim? Are you saying you're not in for the long haul on this one?
No, Mark. I am in for the long haul, man.
Okay.
And we will take care of Mesa and Drew, of course.
Wow. You guys are the good hands people, clearly.
Hey, you know what I ate last night? I ate in your neck of the woods. I ate at Como's. Last night.
Oh, you were so close.
I was.
How is Como's these days?
It was great.
We
ate outdoors. It was beautiful. The pizza.
That's
great as they come, man.
That's Como's really under new ownership, isn't it?
Under new ownership. The patio.
Yeah. How would you eat?
Yeah, it's on the corner of 9 Mile and Woodward. That's a nice piece of property.
Woodward.
They were asking like $5 million for that property.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think they got that.
Como's. Now, Tom, when was the last time you went to Ernie's Deli?
Oh, only the time that when we were working at 105.1. I haven't been there in a long time.
Okay.
Somebody was claiming that you were not a fan of Ernie.
I didn't love Ernie's sandwiches. I mean, I love him. I think he's great, the best.
Wow.
I didn't think the sandwich was great.
He didn't put enough.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Drew. He didn't put enough love into
the sandwich. Love into Maz's sandwich.
He loaded it. I mean, it's loaded. I just didn't like it. I don't know what it was.
Jackie Page
had a bad day.
Jackie Page had a big feature on this morning, and he was just babying everybody and everything and putting love in sandwiches, and apparently
He's top of the line.
He's top shelf?
But his sandwiches aren't. Is that what you're saying?
I'm willing to give it another try, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'll give it another shot.
What if you have to pay for it, though?
Well, of course.
Oh.
No, I'd like to go to Ernie's. I've never been there.
Here's actual audio of Maz.
What's he get for a sandwich?
Here's the actual audio.
How much did he get for a sandwich?
Ernie?
Hey, this tastes like shit.
I'm not sure what Ernie charges. I don't think it's expensive, is it?
No, I don't think it is.
Only cash, though, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't think he takes plastic.
This food blows.
No, and more actual
who else doesn't? Tone. Who else doesn't take credit cards? There's a couple other businesses around.
It turns me nuts, though.
It is kind of nutty. Does Hunter House not take credit cards? Is that possible?
Ooh, that's a good question.
But that place has gone pretty upscale. I know it says burgers are pretty expensive now.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Well,
that doesn't fit.
Did I mean, redo the place?
I love them anyway. I mean, I love those little burgers at Hunter House.
Yeah.
Weren't they going to redo the place, knock it down, and put it inside the... Did they do that already?
They didn't, no.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they're doing going forward with that now.
I drove through the last time I went there. But, yeah, I love those burgers. I mean, if you want a greasy meal, that's just the best, in my opinion. But
we had a good greasy meal this morning over at by our house. We have Travis, which is like the Hunter House here in St. Clair Shores.
And, Maz, was the place only half full because of COVID?
No. It was when we got there. We got there just in time. A lot of people take takeout, but the booths were pretty filled.
Really?
Pretty.
So they don't have to. They don't have to comply with the half capacity. Apparently,
doesn't look like it.
Oh man, this is going to make a primo dump later on.
What did you get?
I had the cheeseburger. They call it the Travis omelet. It's like having a cheeseburger. In an omelet. It's phenomenal.
Wow. You know, who is it that puts an egg on top of the cheeseburger?
Oh, my God. That's the best. A lot of places
I like
do.
That, too.
Red Robin started that. Red Robin started that.
You did not start it. I bet you it happened way before. What are you basing that on?
Maz loves making...
It's the first time you ever saw it.
Yeah, but it was years ago.
Maz, I think you should stand by your statement.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I know Blimpy used to do it.
I love how Maz puts himself on the line.
Well, that's a ridiculous statement. Maz is definitely the star of his own movie.
Thanks, fuck.
I don't mean that in a bad
way. What your estimate when you first did that at Red Robin? You had a burger with an egg on it.
What'd they call that? I'm trying to remember what they called it. What the hell did I call that? The morning burger or something like that?
Where did I get that damn thing? God, it was good,
but
too.
It was
it's in Chicago where I ate that.
I think you're thinking of the Royal Red Burger, the Royal Red
that's
Robin.
It, the Royale. The Royale, that's right.
Royale with cheese.
Yes, the Royale with cheese.
Now, the first time you had that with an egg on it, was that prior to Mother's Day 1985 or after Mother's Day 1985?
No.
The morning after.
Much after.
Oh, much after. Okay.
Much after.
Boy, that would be kind of...
I brought that story up last night. I was telling that story to somebody.
What was it? Boy, there's a lot of socializing going on in your life.
Well, somebody must have asked why you don't drink.
Yeah, someone asked me, how come you not have a drink? So I had to go tell them the whole Mother's Day story. So.
Oh, boy. How'd it go over? Did they support you in the end?
I think they did. They patted me on the back. Hey, that's great.
Do you find most people are supportive, or do you feel that people consider you an alcoholic when you tell the story?
They definitely think I'm an alcoholic.
Actually, you're not going to believe this. After you told the story, we got the whole comment from whoever you told this to.
Whoa, I didn't ask for your life story.
You're not getting all sober on us, are you?
Maz, would it be fair to call you an alcoholic when that happened? Did you have a drinking problem?
Not.
No.
No, that was the first time I had something.
Okay.
And I got drunk.
He's drank a little once in his life.
Wait, that was the first time you drank in your life?
Well, it was one of them.
Really?
Wait, you can have more than one first times?
But, well, Mark, you know.
But 1985?
You went out to the clubs. I'd get like a vodka grapefruit juice back then. No, but I'd sip it all night. If you want to call that drinking, okay. And sometimes I'd just have water with
drinking
a piece of lemon
you sweat.
In to make it look like I was drinking.
Wait, so did you get drunk when you drank your vodka and grapefruit?
No, I just didn't like it. I just hated it.
Well, then why'd you get it?
Because just to look like I belonged there.
Oh.
At the clubs, you know, you're at Joey's, there, it's ladies' night. You gotta look like you're drinking.
Would you hit on the joint and then not inhale like Clinton?
No, I never did that.
Because you didn't think
never
that was good.
Never hit a joint.
You didn't think that was good imaging for the chicks?
I just never was interested. I do like the smell though.
I do love the smell of pot.
There it is.
Weirdest comment. Most people hate the smell of it.
Wait, is the smell coming from the girls' bedrooms or what?
No.
No? Grandma?
No, grandma's not on it either.
Well, she had pain. I would support her 100%.
I got lots of friends that enjoy it, and, you know, I don't mind hanging there while they're doing it.
I see.
It doesn't bother me.
Narc. No, he doesn't bother me. He's cool.
Friend.
Everyone looks around.
I have a lot of
Are you a narc to Tom? He goes, no, he's cool. He doesn't say anything. He likes the smell.
So, Maz, would it be accurate to say that the whole Breonna Taylor protest, kind of you lost your taste for the Kentucky Derby and you were unable to watch it after that, or were you able to see who won?
Oh, I was definitely able to get through it and watch the race, of course.
Okay. And what
I watched
happened?
It a couple times again last night. Just to, you know, I like to watch it from different times.
Well, now, did your prediction match up to the final result?
The horse I picked finished second, but I did have four of the first five.
Much did that win?
But obviously, I did not win anything, so I lost.
Were you? How pumped were you during that race?
I'm very pumped. You can ask Kathy. I still get a stomach ache. When that race is ready to go off. I do. I love that race so much.
That's really funny.
I can't tell you.
You know, I remember the first, like, five Cubs games I went to. I was probably 6 or 7 or 8 years old in that range. And a couple of them with Ursay and his...
You were 6 or 7. How old is Tom now when he's still getting a tummy ache from excitement?
58.
I was nauseous after the Cub game because I was so excited, and I think I cheered really loudly, and I ate a lot of shit, and I was really sick on the way home every time I felt ill. And
that's great.
Ursay's chauffeur was driving us once.
Chauffeur.
I know. He was,
that is phenomenal. He was his
veritable chauffeur, Audrey.
That's right, yeah.
But then,
everything.
I also remember I got a stomach ache and I had to leave Johnson Shaft's birthday party when he was like 8 years old.
Johnson Shaft?
I was so pumped for Johnson's birthday party. I don't know why.
Why did they name him Johnson?
I don't know.
Last name Shaft. It's redundant.
That's true. Well, it was Shaft, not Shaft.
Shaft.
But his parents, they were really into birthdays, and I just remember he always had a big birthday party, so I guess I got so excited I got a stomach ache. And I had to leave.
That's exciting.
I know. It was quite a bummer.
Those are great stories. I love those stories.
You're so full of it.
Maz, we got to go check out Big Earn, definitely.
All right. Enjoy it, man.
What else new? Anything else we need to know about? What's on the show tomorrow? Or did you do today?
Tomorrow we're going to do Lions. No, I didn't have a show today. Tomorrow we'll do Lions. They cut their fifth round draft pick. I mean, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Another
I don't know.
Guy they
picked up.
They
picked up.
Him.
They picked up Adrian Peterson, though. It's a game changer. If it was 10 years ago,
Peterson, yeah, he got one rushing Adrian title like 10 years ago.
Dude, what are you drafting a guy and you're cutting him already? The Eagles picked him up, by the way. This is Jason Huntley,
really?
Running back, but the fifth round pick.
What did they say? Why they cut him?
Maybe he's a dick. They didn't like him.
No, they didn't say why they cut him. They cut him to get Peterson, I guess.
Okay, and the running back from Georgia, is he injured?
Yes, he is
already?
Yeah. DeAndre Swift has been injured for the past 3 weeks.
What's wrong with him?
Who knows? His groin or his leg. I don't know. I really don't know.
Will he play?
But he's questionable to play on Sunday.
Oh, man.
On my fantasy team.
Yeah, he's on mine as well.
Maz, did you see the Michigan football protesting yesterday that there was no game?
No, oh, yeah, no. I did not see that, but I did see a lot of people, how sad they were. You know, melancholy.
How sad they were.
The first game. I did not see that.
I know.
Harbaugh's demanding that they free the Big Ten.
Oh, is that the one? He was walking with his daughter?
Daughter, yeah.
Hand in hand?
Yep, free the Big Ten.
I'm really sad that we can't bitch about being 0-1 today after they would have lost at Washington.
That was not a good game to have scheduled.
No.
Hey, I think they'll play eventually here. Hopefully by
October. He told the players that they could be playing in October.
I hope so. I hope they play. Give it a shot.
All right, Maz. You have
a good
one. Good luck with the pool.
Go.
Yeah, yep. we had to go a long time ago. Yeah.
We had to go.
I know.
We did have to go.
I'm sorry. I'm a little tired. I couldn't bring it tonight.
You're fine.
I so appreciate the insurance guarantee, your personal guarantee. That means so much.
Yeah. It is. No problem. You know what, Drew? I sent you an email, so if you want to send me copies of your insurance, let me run the numbers and see if I can save you some money.
How come you didn't ask me?
I didn't get to you yet.
You got to a lot of other people first. Nice to know I'm way down on the list. Brandon, did
you
offer it for you?
On the list.
Did he ask
I want
you
to get
Brandon
and Kristen as well.
Yeah, you can save them a lot of money.
Send me the numbers.
Absolutely. Hey, Brandon, how's the truck?
Are you serious?
How's the what?
Truck.
How's the
it's
truck?
Not doing, that it's I not doing so well right now. In fact, I might want to get a new truck.
How come?
I crashed it, Tommy.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
It's too bad that he wasn't insured with Legacy.
Yeah,
if he was insured by Legacy, he'd have a new truck already.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't. It's kaput. So we'll see.
I'm sorry.
Taking a day at a time. I've been doing a lot of walking.
And man, I think you got to get Legacy involved in this procedure of buying the new truck somehow.
I'm all over it.
All right, find a way.
All right, guys.
Okay, Maz.
Happy Labor Day.
Good talking to you. Happy Labor Day.
And to the top of the stretch, it's Tiny Hands followed by Maz Sequitur. Tiny Hands, Maz Sequitur. Oh, but who's that on the outside? It's not a sports podcast. Not a sports podcast. Making a break for it. Oh, my. At the wire, it's not a sports podcast. Oh, my God. He broke his leg.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I got to tell you, the worst... Well, there were two terrible stories I saw this weekend. One was...
Novak Djokovic hitting the...
That was terrible. That was awful. Yeah. I mean, the lady... was she just faking, or is she that soft?
I don't know.
Is it a combination?
You know, my honest opinion is I think it scared her.
Yeah, because she wasn't paying any attention whatsoever.
But I think physically she was fine. I think she just was really
I mean,
scared.
At that moment, it was like she was on her couch because she had no, not even a scintilla of a thought about the tennis match she was supposed to be watching. Not even a scintilla.
She loved to know what was going through her head before.
It would be so much fun to know. Well, that was definitely one person that was had an upsetting weekend. But there was also this woman who got burned for $30,000 by the Geek Squad
hoax.
Oh,
yeah. That's Teresa Baldus' story, yeah.
That is...
This
story just sucks.
This was a tricky scam, too, and it's not as obvious as other scams, I think, that people would fall for.
Well, it's amazing that it would work,
in
my opinion.
I don't think they knew that her husband died, though, did they?
No, I don't think they did.
Because that's really was...
And she had just lost her job, too.
Yeah, lost her job. A husband just died.
Mm-hmm. So they call up and they say... didn't they say that they were going to refund her Geek Squad money? She got something. She got a notice that said, yeah, we're going to automatically charge you for the Geek Squad. You know, and so, of course, unless you want this charge, then call us. And so she calls and they go, oh, well, we got to refund you $300. It's crazy.
That notice came through on her husband's email.
Oh.
Who had passed. So she felt like she could ask him about it. So she was trying to, you know, get rid of that account so she didn't get charged anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and so they're like, well, and then eventually it's like, let us take control of the computer.
Yeah, we'll control the computer.
Let us remote into the computer to fix it.
Because it seems like it's kind of slow. And then they are going to refund her the $300 because her husband died and all that.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, they screwed up the decimal point. It's $30,000.
Yeah.
She has $30,000 of Geek Squad money. He's going to be fired immediately if they find out. And she's like, oh, my God, can I help? What can I do? Yeah, could you go to the bank and could you wire $30,000
to the
Geek Squad? Yeah. Oh, man. And she did. Because she felt bad. She didn't want the guy to get fired. So she's out 30 grand.
Yep.
Now, I felt like I just was watching it going, there has to be some way to fix this. They can't somehow grab that
money back.
I mean, it just seems, she wired it.
I can't remember from reading that story, but wasn't it wired to a particular bank in the United States? So why wouldn't the bank be... Couldn't they do something about it? I guess they don't have to.
If they've already... I mean, whose account was it? Yeah. I mean, it just seems like there's got to be something.
Yeah. It's an awful story.
What the fuck? It's terrible. And this poor lady lost her husband, and she was all broken up about that, of course. Ugh.
Sad.
I know. That was just... I swear, I'm just so tired of people with bad intent because I just think it's a really small group of people.
Sure.
But they just have so much to do now with the internet.
Technology.
You could just be a fucking asshole 24 hours a day now.
Well, plus you can, if you look at phishing, you can throw out so many bullshit emails like that and all you need is one.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Well, okay, when when coronavirus goes up in about 3 weeks, what will they blame?
Oh, Labor Day.
Yeah, I guess
it's already up right now, by the way. 22 states are on the upswing.
But Labor Day didn't even happen yet.
I know.
Which is exactly what I noticed this morning. I'm going, they're going to blame Labor Day, but Labor Day hasn't even happened.
Right,
and it's
now
going
it's
up.
Starting to go up, and some people are pointing, because the areas that it's going up, they're pointing to a big event that took place 3 weeks ago in South Dakota.
Well, how many have they tracked there?
South Dakota, well, I don't know how many they've tracked, but South Dakota's numbers are way up in surrounding states. I don't know. It seems a little too easy just to blame that, but well, something is making it climb in those areas.
Yeah, I hardly think you could blame one event. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't good. In fact, they said someone died last week.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, quite a bit after, but they died of coronavirus, didn't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see, South Dakota. South Dakota.
I'll have to find it.
South Dakota had no deaths today. They had 191 cases, which probably is up. North Dakota had 170, no deaths. And, with surrounding states?
I'm looking for the story.
Minnesota next to the Dakotas?
Mm-hmm. What?
It just seems like a funny question. Like it just moved there or something. Minnesota only had 3 deaths yesterday, 638 cases. But the thing that I keep hearing is this college had this many. That college had that many. This college had that many. And there's a million colleges, and everyone's back at campus taking remote classes, which is like, why are they on campus taking remote classes when you know they can't be trusted to not party? Mm-hmm. And also, protesting is as strong as ever, if not stronger, with every event. And, of course, they will never say that protesting causes even one case of coronavirus.
Here's the story. 3 weeks ago, cases were only increasing in 3 states, Hawaii, Illinois, and South Dakota. Now it's 22 states on a percentage basis, which, you know, percentage could be a little lower. South Dakota has increased 126%, reporting 3,700 new cases.
But no deaths. I mean,
well, I still don't want to get it, even if I live.
No, I don't want to get it either, but just saying. So I mean, it's
rapidly rising in Iowa and North Dakota. So
rapidly rising?
Yeah. 13,600 new infections in the past 2 weeks for Iowa. North Dakota had 3,600 new cases.
North Dakota had 170 today, and again, no deaths.
I was talking to my dad over the weekend. He goes, that Fauci guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I just went, you mean Fauci? You think he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to infectious diseases?
He's all worried about Labor Day, too. Of course, he said nothing about colleges.
Sure.
Nothing about colleges, nothing about protesting. But yeah, Labor Day will do it. Anyway, Iowa's got 355 cases today, 3 dead. I mean, it's not really.
Today?
Yeah.
Labor Day?
355 cases.
No, I know.
3 dead.
Okay.
I mean, that's
I know, reporting just tends to be a little lower on weekends.
Except today's Monday.
But it's a holiday.
So they don't report.
So those people who do the reporting generally don't work on like Saturdays and Sundays, and that's why whenever you see the graph, you see Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, so they have today off too.
That's why they look at like
very minimal
7-day average.
Oh, I see. So when it's 1,200, it's probably more like 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, divided by 7. We've seen that with Michigan when they report the numbers. They also report how many are from backlogs.
Yeah, Michigan.
Michigan had a lot, but very few deaths today. I think it was over 1,100 reported today, but only one death or 2 deaths.
Michigan! Well,
so, whatever. It's over. It's done. We're moving on.
Yeah. But Northwestern University, Northeastern University kicked 11 kids out of school. They had 11 kids in a room, in a hotel room, which are serving as dorm rooms mm-hmm. for some kids. So they kicked them all out of school. They are not paying them back the $36,000 tuition they paid. $36,000.
Wait, they're not going to school anymore?
No, they kicked them out. They can come back next semester, but they're not refunding the $36,500.
Bullshit.
So, well, that's what they said. So that was
I believe that's what they said.
$36,000 party. Hope it was fun. I guess, no, it'd be more like a $400,000 party with the 11.
Off campus, too?
No, it was in the room. It was in their dorm room or hotel room. And I guess they were having a little party. So they kicked all 11 of them out. And I couldn't, you know, I should have been more amazed by this $400,000 party. But instead, all I could think of was $36,000. And I looked. They're taking almost all remote classes.
Then why are they there?
I don't know. Anyone at any campus? Because almost all the schools are taking mostly remote classes.
I don't get it.
But they want the room and board money, and they want the food money.
Yeah. I mean,
otherwise you got empty dorms. That's a lot of dough.
What is their line? Are they pretending that these remote classes are going to end and they're going to be in person any second?
I couldn't imagine. It's all about them. And then San Diego State has a bunch of cases. They've hired security guards who are like narcs. They go around looking for parties to report these kids.
God.
I mean, what is the...
What do they
first
think
of all,
gonna
I'd
happen?
Rather be at home taking remote classes yeah. than be on a campus where you have narcs walking around to bust you for, you know, socializing.
Yeah. I'd rather mom bust me than a narc.
And New York University had... a couple thousand kids at a party at a Manhattan park. They were all worked up about that. And then there was a Burning Man party at a beach in San Francisco, and the mayor called it reckless.
Yeah, well, doesn't anybody know? Hasn't anyone told them that we're done with COVID? No one cares about it anymore?
I mean, it just depends who you are and what you're doing.
I don't know if you saw that interview with Kamala Harris about the facts.
She was wearing Chuck Taylors today.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, and I have to
just like the Navy SEALs.
I like her just a little bit more.
Oh, really?
I do. I thought she looked great, and I was like, wow, that's fucking cool. She's wearing Chuck Taylors.
Looks great. What about her mind? Who are you, Steve Martin? They asked her.
Does she look cool with them? I got to say.
That was a really good question by the reporter, because they're like, hey, would you take a vaccine if it's fast-tracked and approved? Because, you know, the thinking is Trump wants them, so much so that most of the makers of the vaccine said, we are not going to put out a vaccine regardless, as long as we know of its efficacy and its safety. Like, all of them together asked her that. And
that's not really – I mean, the people that do that kind of work generally don't just rush things out that aren't safe.
Although phase one and phase two for some of those are still continuing, and they just started them fast, which is smart. It's a smart move by the FDA and by the administration. Operation Warp Speed.
No, they're moving them along.
But I thought that was a good question for her, and it was one of those things where it's like, put yourself in her shoes. How do you answer that question? Because, yeah, you're going to take a vaccine as soon as it's approved. But she didn't want to take it if Trump approved it. You know what I mean? That was a really fascinating question.
She said that?
She, after a very slow start to the question, she's like, I don't believe anything that man says, so it has to come down to, you know, the safety and the science of
the other members. They're not going to give him a vaccine that they don't approve of. They're not going to go, well, we didn't approve of it, but Trump just took it from us, and he's offering it.
No, of course not.
So I don't understand her point.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's suggesting that if the scientific people...
No, I know. But
tell Trump that it's okay, and he tells her that she won't take it?
It's kind of like what we were just talking about. He wants to fast-track one and have it ready by the end of October, and if not October, by the end of the year. And so some people are like, if it's not safe. But, you know, as you and I both just said, they're not going to release it if there's not some good numbers out of the phase three.
Because there was a headline, and I didn't really understand the story. Before the show, about Trump was blasting Kamala Harris for something. So that's what it was, because it was something about her not believing in science.
He's calling her an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Which I would imagine if he said the same thing, they would call him an anti-vaxxer.
Did you watch any of his press conference today?
I did not. What was he talking about?
Well, of course, right off the bat, it's the comments about visiting the cemetery in Paris.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was one of those things where the more he talked, the more ridiculous it sounded. He should have just pretended it was a big nothing and moved on.
What did he say?
Let me see if I can find it.
Is this like a... Because I didn't follow too much. I saw a million different posts on every single social media site you can possibly go to. Just that...
Who's, by the way, who said... I could never get to the bottom of who said he said that.
Yeah.
There were a handful of you know, military personnel.
But who?
They don't name them because they wouldn't say anything if they would get named.
When is anyone mind getting named for saying something bad about Trump?
Well, if you're employed by him, if you're still part of the military.
I don't
want to go on the record with something like that.
There's a lot of people going on the record with a lot of things.
So do you think it's made up?
Or are they just I have no idea what he said.
No, but it can set a precedent where all of a sudden next week Trump says, "Yeah, I got five guys that said Joe Biden likes to have sex with children." And what's to say, like, whose source is correct? Oh, well, no, I got guys in there. There's multiple guys that said this.
Is this the Atlantic story?
Yes.
Okay, so they don't, because honest to God, I read this story on Facebook. It must have been on there 500 times. And every time I looked at it, I was like, who are we talking about? And I never could figure it out. But I didn't know the story was, is it entirely people off the record?
Yeah, yeah.
People believe it because of the John McCain comments in the past, of course.
So you guys don't believe? You don't think it happened?
I don't know. Well, because unless someone...
I could see Trump saying it. I just think that this could
start a bad
precedent.
Almost anything, to be honest.
When your sources are just people I know. You know what I mean? You could say that anybody did anything if you're going to go out and just say... People have said that.
What's the quote again?
This isn't like a deep throat situation where it's going to get him kicked out of the entire office.
He doesn't want to go to the cemetery because military veterans are losers?
Suckers and losers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he would say that.
Really?
I could see him saying he didn't want to go to the cemetery, but I would not expect him to call veterans losers.
Oh, okay. The way I took it when I heard it was, I think he was probably joking about it.
They're losers.
That being said, I don't know if that's the kind of thing that's a very funny joke or something you would want to joke about, in my opinion.
Well, I think he says a lot of things like shithole countries, or, I mean, you can name a million things.
People who weren't captured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's
well, like, he hated McCain. I don't know why he could never let it go.
That's kind of what he was talking about today, but he's got 15 people that said he never said it. I can't find the audio.
That's what I mean, though, Mark.
Who was with him when he said it? Aren't there people?
We have 10 people who says he didn't, 15 who says he didn't. That's what's going to happen.
So the Atlantic made the story up?
No, that's what I'm saying, though, is Donald Trump will be able to say, I have 15 people who said I didn't say it, while the Atlantic will say, well, we have a handful of people who said you did.
But,
so it gets to a point where it's a he said versus he said type of thing. I'm just saying it starts a precedent.
Sure it. Well,
I'm surprised.
They've used unnamed sources for a long time. So you look at who the reporter is, what they've reported on, and then you know what else you look at? Other news agencies that have verified it through their sources that are unnamed, including
They give their sources to other news organizations?
No, but news organizations have other sources within the White House, within the Pentagon, within the State Department. And a lot of people pointed out, I don't know if you saw the Fox reporter that verified it through two of her sources that may or may not have been five that are named. I mean, if you just don't want to ever believe unnamed sources, that's fine.
I generally don't like stories that are all unnamed sources, but, I mean, sometimes it's the only way you're going to get a story.
Deep throat.
This sounds like if he said something like that, it sounds like he's just said something stupid off the cuff. Who knows? Who fucking knows?
He has,
the context would be kind of interesting. What is the context?
For what?
Why did he say that?
Because he didn't want to go to the cemetery. Now, today in his press conference, he was saying that even if he wanted to go, they weren't going to allow him because, you know, they'd have to shut down roads and everything, as if it was a visit on the whim. I just thought today it sounded like one of those things where he was trying to explain too much.
Yeah.
Well,
but you know what? People who like him are just going to believe him no matter what and think it's another attack and another hoax that's made up. Frankly, I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind on anything.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Wait, so he didn't want to go to the... I really don't know the story that well, except for what I read on Facebook.
Remember that when he was supposed to visit, but he was going to fly in a chopper, and they said it's too windy. That is true. They would not let him go and fly via chopper. They said, we can drive there.
So they were going to drive there?
Mm-hmm. And so he said he didn't want to, and they're losers. That wasn't the reason it was...
They're losers.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know? You know, it's like Michael Cohen. I was watching all of the things about Michael Cohen's book, and I got to tell you, I don't know. I guess he could have said that. I guess he could have done that. But then he got to one thing where I said, nope, I don't believe that. I might believe some of the other things, but I do not believe that. He, Michael Cohen, said that Trump was leering at his daughter and he called her hot. I saw Michael Cohen's daughter. She would not be called hot by Donald Trump. Have you seen her?
No, she's 15.
I know, and I'm not trying to pick on his 15-year-old daughter.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
I'm serious. I don't think she would be his first choice by a long shot. I'm not saying she's something terrible about her. Can you bring up a picture of her?
She was in that. She's got to be in the tennis outfit. Wasn't she wearing the tennis outfit?
She was not in a tennis outfit in the picture I saw.
That one?
Dude, I don't know. She's hot.
Yeah, that's her. That's her. Ooh, she's got a long face too, doesn't she?
I'm not even sure.
She's kind of pretty.
Farrah Abraham.
I would not. I mean, for Trump though.
Yeah, she's pretty. I can see Trump saying that.
Pretty in some of these pictures. Some of them, the picture I saw, I was like, no way. But I didn't see her in her tennis outfit. She looks average there, I think, for him.
Cohen writes, she was finishing up a tennis lesson and said, look at that piece of ass. I would love some of that.
Knowing it was his daughter?
That's what I wonder. That's how I took it. Does he not know who it was? Is that why?
Well,
he talks about the 2013 visit to the Las Vegas club, The Act, with Donald Trump and Arison Eman Agalarov, the Russian father-son oligarch duo. Cohen asserts the group watched a debauched strip show that included one performer who simulated urinating on another performer who pretended to drink it. Trump's reaction to the show, Cohen writes, was, quote, disbelief and delight. Which just are two funny reactions. Well,
you know, the first time I read the story, they said almost identically to what they said on TV this morning, that he called Trump a cheat, a liar, a bully, a fraud, a racist, a predator, and a con man. And then he said that he encouraged him to run for president in 2011 and 2015. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting that he calls him all those names, but he wanted him to run for president.
Yeah, because he has an interest in it, too.
Well, doesn't make Michael Cohen sound like the greatest guy in the world.
He's not a great guy. Neither is John Bolton. But I guess the question is, does that make their words worth more or less? I think it's a fair question to ask on both sides.
If somebody wants someone that bad to be president, I don't really hold a lot of stock in what they say. I think Michael Cohen knows a lot about Donald Trump.
Sure. But he also has
recorded him, which is, you know.
He also has an axe to grind.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, how much of that makes it.
I don't know.
Does it make it all 100% fake?
Speaking of which, you know what the number one trend right now currently on Labor Day is?
I give up.
It's Adderall because there's white stuff that's spouting out of Donald Trump's nose while he's speaking.
Subject studied very, very carefully and very accurately. Subject studied very, very carefully and very accurately.
Was that out of his nose or his mouth? Is that out of his nose?
It looks like it's out of his mouth.
Yeah, I think it's coming out of his mouth.
I think it's out of his mouth, personally. But Adderall is the number one trend because they're saying he's crushing it and snorting it.
Could someone explain to me why anyone wants to be president? I don't understand. I really don't.
Power, money.
Money, $450,000 a year?
Wouldn't you get out of office?
He's 74 years old. I don't get it.
Well, maybe not for him. Maybe his holdings increase while he's in office.
But to go through all this shit,
he loves it, I guess.
I don't know.
Being president.
I feel like anyone who wants to be I could almost say this about a house rep. Anyone who wants to be a governor, a mayor of a big city, a house rep, a senator, a president, a vice president, I feel like there has to be something impaired in their mental framework.
It's not for me. I don't get it.
I honestly can't. Especially running for president. But even these other races get brutal.
That's a good gig, though, if you get it.
If you like being a bullshitter.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Look at Twitter.
Speaking
of Twitter.
A professional liar, bullshitter, I don't think I would like to do that.
Speaking of Twitter.
It's not that great a job.
And great reporting. Did you see the story of the plane that was on fire over Honolulu? over the weekend.
It yeah.
was a transport plane.
I think wasn't the engine on fire?
Yeah. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because this fantastic reporting by this guy on Twitter who recorded it from a distance. It looks like it's at, the handle is at it's Richard underscore E, which Drew's going to immediately hate it. But listen to this fantastic reporting as he's filming a plane on fire.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, is it gonna crash?
It looks like it went around.
Oh my God. Did you just see the fire come out of it?
Thank God I was in
my— What's he doing up there?
That is so scary.
Isn't that great reporting from Citizen Reporter?
Yeah.
He's the only one with the
he didn't swear either. He
camera on the ground.
All right, let's get out of here.
Take the Lord's name in vain. 300 times.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That plane landed safely, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty frightening video from inside the plane, though. Did you see the video inside?
I did not.
It was pitch black, except for the flashes of the engine burning.
Yeah, I think I did see it, but I couldn't really see much. Were people yelling and screaming?
Not really. No, I want to say it was a military transport plane, wasn't it?
Oh.
Some sort. So I don't know how many people would have been on it.
Well, all righty. Trudy will be back tomorrow. She took the holiday. She doesn't normally work on Tuesday, but she's going to join us tomorrow. And I don't really know what's going on this week. All I know is it's a short week, and I'm very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been quite a week, you know.
Thanks, Juice.
I got Patrick Mahomes too, Juice.
Oh, you should tweet at him and let him know.
And Chris Carson.
Yeah, we got football this week. That's right.
And I
got
to tell you, I love the fact that the NFL has no preseason.
I know. I hate the preseason, and so do the fans.
I've always thought it's one of the things that makes college football so great. There's no preseason. It's really the only sport without it.
Amen. And is next week the full schedule for college football?
I honestly have no idea.
What do you mean you have no idea? So Michigan's not playing and you suddenly pay no attention to football?
Pretty much.
Nice college football fan you are.
Well, it's kind of a joke of a season.
No, it's not. Just because Michigan isn't playing. It's still serious.
Yeah, the Commonwealth Cup, baby.
That's right.
Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.